is listening.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The National Retail Federation has high hopes as the holiday shopping season gets underway in earnest. The trade group predicts busy cash registers ringing up record sales this year. And today, Black Friday, still reigns as the biggest day of the year for in-store shopping.
Retailers have been pushing early holiday sales for weeks now, but the day after Thanksgiving remains an incredibly important day for department stores, shopping malls, and merchants. Many shoppers browse and buy online, but brick-and-mortar stores still enjoy a surge in foot traffic this holiday weekend as bargain hunters look for deals. This year, there are five fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Greg Clugston reporting.
Winter-like weather may make post-Thanksgiving travel dicey across parts of the East in the coming few days. Could see rain or snow, depending on your location, and bitterly cold temperatures expected to overspread a vast area. It is day three of the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire in Lebanon, and the truce is holding, more or less.
The Israeli military has said its warplanes have fired on southern Lebanon. Israel claims it detected activity by the militant Hezbollah group at a rocket storage facility there. Israel's attack came hours after the Israeli military said it fired on people trying to return to certain areas in southern Lebanon. The agreement includes an initial two-month ceasefire in which Israeli forces are to return to their side of the border. As part of the agreement, Hezbollah militants are to withdraw north of the Litani River. I'm Karen Shamas.
The UN's nuclear watchdog expects Iran to begin enriching uranium using thousands of advanced centrifuges at its two main nuclear facilities. Further raises tension over Tehran's nuclear program as Iran enriches uranium to near weapons-grade levels. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 70 points higher, the Nasdaq futures up 13 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Nothing is more important.
Hi, Mom. Ooh, it's so cold out there. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, Heat Holders Original. Wow, this is so soft and cozy.
Heat Holder socks are the warmest. I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site. The other guys were so jealous they all bought them. And the best part is the socks come in three levels of warmth. Originals, lights, and ultralights.
Oh, Jill can use the ultralights when dog walking. Oh, boy. I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat Holder socks are the warmest. An independent lab test proved they're seven times warmer than cotton socks. We use a proprietary three-stage process, advanced insulating yarn, a long-loop thermal pile, and brushed on the inside. This process helps trap warm air closer to your skin longer, keeping your feet warm, comfortable, and dry, making Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. From now until Cyber Monday, use the code HEAT25 to save 25% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Go to Heat Holder.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. It's Black Friday, and despite the convenience of the internet, the National Retail Federation says millions of shoppers will be looking for holiday deals in person. AAA Mid-Atlantic is offering some tips for shoppers to keep their purchases safe during the holiday shopping season. Spokesperson Regina Ali says shoppers should place their purchases in the trunk of their vehicles so they are out of sight and won't entice potential thieves. In addition, shoppers should use a credit card if possible, since they usually have more protections against fraudulent charges and identity theft than debit cards. And the Ravens' official pop-up flock shop reopens today inside M&T Bank Stadium. The shop opened Wednesday, but it was closed for Thanksgiving, and it reopens for shoppers today and tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. And another carjacking under investigation. It happened Wednesday night at the Cheesecake Factory and Towson Town Center. Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty and Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert. I always say, why work with just any agent when you can work with the very best? Vinny, we've been doing this for about 8 years now.
Yeah, Sean, time flies and the real estate industry has certainly changed. We started our company because our name is our promise. Sellers get only one chance to sell their home right, and making the wrong decision can cost you thousands.
So tell me about the special you're running until the end of the year.
Yeah, Sean, you know that we want to provide our customers with certainty. So from today until the end of the year, we will guarantee to sell your home at 101% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. Most real estate companies will promise to sell your home. We guarantee it.
Vinny will guarantee to sell your home for 101% of your price, or he'll pay you the difference. Call or text his office today at 410-709-7500. 7515 for your written guarantee. 410-709-7515 and start backing.
The Ravens host the Eagles Sunday in one of the premier Week 13 matchups. The Ravens are 8-4 on the season, while the Eagles are 9-2. Philadelphia has won 7 straight games. Travis Jones, Charlie Kohler, Arthur Millett, Kyle Van Noy and Broderick Washington did not practice yesterday. At 9:05, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds will stream in today, and there may be a little bit of patchy drizzle with a high of 48. It will feel colder as winds gust in from the west, and clear and breezy tonight with a low in the mid to upper 20s. For the weekend, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a high temperature near 39 Saturday, and then a high topping on the low 40s on Sunday. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 36 degrees in Westminster, 40 in Easton and 41 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Good morning to you. Happy Friday. Hopefully you had a great Thanksgiving. If you weren't celebrating with family, hopefully it was relaxing. If you were at work, like some of us, hopefully it just wasn't too taxing. Hopefully you had an easy day. Just yesterday, of course, we celebrated with my mother. And Olivia Klasic, believe it or not, she did a great job on Gingerbread House. If you follow me on social media, you can check it out. She wasn't satisfied with just using the frosting that came with the Gingerbread House. So she also used blue frosting that we had for cupcakes. And I will say, that was a good decision on her part. It looked really good. But if you're not already following me on social media, you can do so on Facebook, Kimberly Klasic. And then on Instagram, same thing, Kimberly Klasic. And then Twitter or X is a little different, Kim K. Baltimore. Of course, we have a lot to talk about today. Some stories, fantastic feel-good stories. Some stories not so great. And then we have some of these stories where it's kind of like, I feel like I want to say I told you so, but I'm not going to say I told you so. And that is because Baltimore County violence continues. Baltimore County is essentially Baltimore City 2.0, and I know many of you have noticed that. And, of course, that is why, one of the major reasons why I ran for the Congressional District, District 2. Running against the Baltimore County Executive, Johnny Osheski, who still completely ignores all of the violent attacks that are happening across the county. He shows up for every ribbon cutting, usually if it's a ribbon cutting about a gas station or something like that. But he doesn't show up when an elderly woman is thrown from her car. Do you guys remember that in Pikesville? She was thrown from her car. Her daughter had to pick her up off the ground. Her car was jacked by juveniles. She then had to recover in the hospital. We had a stabbing at Towson Town Center. I think we even had a shooting at one point at Towson Town Center. Juveniles running amok. We had the young kids, really, second and third graders, that were robbed at gunpoint on their way home from soccer practice in Cockeysville, robbed by juveniles out of a stolen car. I mean, we've got so many things happening in Baltimore County, yet the Baltimore County Executive does not acknowledge any of these things. And I thought, you know what? There's no way that the voters, the constituents, will still continue to vote for somebody that doesn't even acknowledge the danger that the voters are in on a daily basis. I thought, there's no way. But there was a way. There was a way. You had a shooting in Rogers Forge where a father of two almost lost his life. Yet they still voted for the Baltimore County Executive. And so I'm not going to say I told you so, because I know many of you that listened to the show supported my campaign. A lot of you voted for me, and I appreciate that. It's just interesting to me that you still have people, even those that don't work for the government, right? Those that don't feel as though that voting this way is in their best interest. They just want to vote blue no matter who. Those individuals, those people, are just very bizarre to me. And I will say this, when we were knocking doors in Rogers Forge, shout out to our volunteer Rich and so many people, Luis, so many people that helped out that day, Glenn Gilhart as always. But as we were knocking doors in Rogers Forge, it was right after the shooting. And so there were some people that were like, yeah, this is too close to home. But I will never forget, I knocked on this one door, and this gentleman opened up, and I said, yeah, you know, even though we're in the minority by far in this neighborhood, because there were Harris wall signs everywhere, I said, I thought, you know what, we would at least show up, right? Because that's the least we could do. We at least show up, knock on the door, and let you know that you have another option, and you don't have to vote for the guy that brought crime and violence to your neighborhood. Well, this guy that opened the door, and mind you, we were about maybe two blocks away from where the shooting happened in Rogers Ford. The guy opens the door, and I said, hey, just wanted to let you know I'm running for office here in your district. You know, I know you guys just had a shooting down the street. The guy looked at me and had the nerve to say, well, that was a couple blocks over. As if he was just literally ridiculous, as in to think that it couldn't be a couple blocks further in a matter of months. I looked at him. I was almost like speechless at that moment because I was like, wait a minute, this guy's not this stupid. But he really was. He was dead serious. He said, well, that was a couple blocks down the street. Say, okay, Jim, yeah, you go ahead and continue to vote for this. And then when it ends up literally right next door, I'll come back over, win or lose, just to say, hey, guy, remember that? Remember that? You know, it reminds me of when I ran in District 7 in 2020. And I told you guys this before. I went to the Baltimore County Jewish Council meeting. And I'm standing there. And you know what? It's actually the Baltimore Jewish Council meeting. Sorry about that. I'm standing there. And, of course, the guest speaker was Boyd Rutherford, our former lieutenant governor. And then it was kind of like a candidate forum. So my opponent, Congressman Kwaisi Yunfume, was there. So I was told that I was going to speak first, and then it would go to Congressman Nfume, and then they'll bring up the guest speaker. Well, Nfume walks in and demands that he would speak first, and then I would go after him, and then they would bring up Boyd. And so the guy comes over to me that's running the council. He goes, hey, you know, we really know Nfume. He has kind of like seniority. So we're going to go ahead and change the schedule up a little bit. So I'm sitting there thinking, you know, so much for ladies first. Okay, guy. Right? So Nfume goes up, and he's like, yeah, you know me. You know me for... His whole speech was, you know me. That was his whole thing. He didn't talk about a platform because he didn't have one. He didn't talk about the crime and violence that at that time was already in Pikesville and just, you know, creeping up more from the city to county lines. Didn't mention a word, right? Didn't talk about the fact that there were more shootings. There was so much going on Reisterstown Road, on Liberty Road. Didn't mention any of these things, right? So I get up there to speak. And of course, you know, I'm going after this guy that just said, you know me for the past 20 minutes. And I said, hey, you know, there's not a whole lot I can offer you as a congressional candidate, right? There's not a whole lot that I can do because, of course, I'm not signing up with special interest groups. I'm not here to ask for any money. If you want to donate, that's great, but I'm not going to ask because I'm not going to give you any favors, right? So I'm standing there and I'm just saying, I just want to really point out where things are headed here. And this, again, was in 2020. I said, you know, in the next year or so, you're going to see more crime and violence in your Jewish neighborhoods. They all stared at me like I had six heads. Then they started shaking their head no and like in disbelief. Like, how dare she say that? How dare she bring this fear-mongering to our council meeting? Turns out, not even a year later, after that, the Jewish community saw more violence. But it was already written on the wall. It was coming down the pipeline. You know what I mean? Like, it was clear that it was coming to their neighborhoods. Then you hear about people getting robbed as they're going to their synagogues. You hear about people getting carjacked right outside of their homes in very Jewish communities, you know, near synagogues. And there was that drive-by shooting that happened. There was a dirt bike stolen. A red pickup truck comes over. Boom, boom, boom. It was craziness. But I said this at the Jewish Council meeting. It happens not even 2 years later. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, you know, what's so crazy about this is they looked at me like I was just lying to them, like straight up lying to their faces. Did not happen that way. Did not happen that way. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, you know what? Forget about it. And so when I went to go talk to people in Rogers Ford, when I was talking to people in Baltimore County in general, those that looked at me like I was crazy, like this is turning into Baltimore City 2.0, to you alone, I say, I told you so. To you alone, I say, here's what you voted for. And you must not care. Until it's at your doorstep, you must not care. Well, I say all this because, of course, my very first story that I want to talk about today is not the shooting in Pikesville. We'll get to that one. There was a shooting in Pikesville yesterday, if you didn't hear about it. I want to get to the armed carjacking at the Towson Town Center right there for the Cheesecake Factory. Take a listen.
Breaking news overnight out of Towson, an investigation underway into an armed carjacking in Towson, where university campus police confirm this incident happened just before midnight at the Towson Town Center.
Police say two male suspects were wearing dark clothing. They flashed a gun at a victim before fleeing the area in the stolen car. Anyone with information is asked to call Baltimore County Police at 410-887-2361.
All right. That was Fox 45, as you heard there, Patrice. I think that was Taylor Stewart outlining it. But, you know, they were talking about the fact that, yes, people in dark clothing. And now, again, this is on Wednesday night. So it's the you know, Thanksgiving Eve. Thanksgiving Eve, just like myself, Thanksgiving Eve, my family and I, we went to Lunacy's to have dinner. And because we know that we're going to have Thanksgiving at the house, and it's nice to get out and go to a restaurant. And then, you know, you kind of stay in the house all Thursday. That's kind of how it works out. Well, anyways, yeah, people went out to Towson Town Center, right? They went to the Cheesecake Factory. Another thing you might do on Thanksgiving Eve is you check out some of the stores at Towson Town Center because, you know, you want to look at what you might buy on this Black Friday, right? People do that all the time. Unfortunately, now you have this criminal element at Towson Town Center where you're now looking over your shoulder. So, yes, there was an armed carjacking, and it was right before 11 p.m., and it's very sad to see, but it's not shocking anymore. Because, again, we've had the stabbing, there was another shooting at Towson Town Center, and how many times did you hear the county executive, or anybody, for that matter, on county council, talk about the uptick in crime and violence at Towson Town Center? They don't mention it. They act like it's not even happening. It's not even happening in their minds. I also want to mention the fact, because I was thinking about this as I was doing my show plan last night. I told my friend, I said, you know what? I'm going to choose violence tomorrow morning. I'm going to get really out of line for a second. I hope that you humor me here. Whenever we talk about voting demographics, right, the voting blocks, whether it's, oh, white suburban women, the black vote, the Hispanic vote, whenever you could say Democrats talk about demographics in general, right, they talk about, oh, we need more diversity, we need more people of color. We hear about color and gender all of the time from the left, except for one occasion, and that is when you're talking about crime. When you're talking about crime, they don't want you to talk about gender, and they don't want you to talk about race. Do you ever notice that? They want to pick and choose when it's time to discuss race. Here's the truth of the matter. We have a situation with young black men. We have a situation with young black juveniles. Not all of them, obviously. Obviously. But we can talk about race any other time, except for when we talk about crime. Well, we're going to put an end to that today. Today, we're going to talk about race all of the time, because that's what they want to talk about, right? They want us to acknowledge race. That's how we pick our diversity hires. They want us to acknowledge race when it comes to anything else. So we're going to acknowledge race when we talk about crime. And it's always the same description, okay? It is young black males that are robbing people at gunpoint in the greater Baltimore area. It is young black males that we saw on video hitting this gentleman as he's walking home with his pizza, right? He's walking home with his pizza at Federal Hill. They take his pizza. He's going about his day. No threat whatsoever. A young black male still hits him with a metal pipe and possibly has ruined his eyesight for life. We don't mention that part, though, right? We just say juveniles. It's juveniles. No, it's young black males. That's where the issue lies. And if we want to actually tackle the issue, we're going to have to be very honest about where the issue lies, right? Now, there are many outstanding black men across this country, very successful, entrepreneurs, many of them in tech and STEM, where we don't talk about that. And so we can talk about that as well. But what we are not going to do is we're not going to continue to ignore where we have a problem. We're not talking about young white men. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about young Asian men. We occasionally talk about young Hispanic men, and many of them are from where? South of the border. It's interesting, they don't want to talk about that either, do they? We're going to talk about it. When we get back, we're also going to talk about the shooting that happened in broad daylight on Thanksgiving Day in Pikesville. In case you haven't heard about that, I want to make sure I give you that information, okay? But yes, we have an issue in this Baltimore region. And they can try to ignore it all they want, but I'm not going to. Well, it's Friday, and of course, we're being joined by our friend, Tim Herb, with RBC Wealth Management for today's Morning Market Flash. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Did you make the side dish, the macaroni and cheese with the Cheez-Its, crushed Cheez-Its on top?
So you know what? We're going to put it on the list, Tim, for next year. At that point in time, though, we did. We already had our mac and cheese ready to go. But next year, because it does sound good, it does.
Well, my favorite dish, Kim, was the sweet potato, mashed sweet potatoes with marshmallow on top. Always a fan favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Always a favorite of mine. So
that is a good one. Yep.
Yeah, hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. And listen, today we are abbreviated with the stock market. The stock market will close early today at 1 p.m. S&P equity futures, Dow Jones futures, and NASDAQ futures are all trading higher. Dow futures are up currently about 100 points. S&P futures up about 18 points. And the NASDAQ futures up about 50 points. Fairly quiet here today. We're having a mostly mixed session overseas in Europe. There was a mixed close in Asia overnight, but again, very quiet, very quiet post-holiday session here expected for the New York Stock Exchange, again, because of the early close at 1 o'clock. Not a lot of change in the major narrative threads, and the path of least resistance, I think, seems to be continuing to pointing to the upside. There's some minor easing of the tariff worries after Wednesday's headlines that Trump and Mexico's President Sheinbaum had productive conversations on cross-border flows. Some economic surprise momentum has remained positive, I think, though. There does remain some worry about whether we're going to see disinflationary progress, if it's going to continue or not. However, I think overall the market consensus still sees another rate cut coming this coming month here in December. The Israel Hezbollah ceasefire appears to be holding again in the main. And we are seeing some positive seasonality, some earnings per share growth tailwinds. And actually with the holiday season upon us, a big shopping day here today, of course, on Friday, we're seeing a resilient consumer that's also now popping up in the conversation for the U.S. economy and the stock market. But overall, again, the stock market has limited news flow here to process today. Nothing on the economic calendar, no scheduled Fed speak. So I think it's likely, again, going to be some strong potential shopping headlines, depending upon, again, what companies you're following. But the analysts have voiced some optimism, also noting early start to the holiday shopping season. Again, consumers are value-seeking at this point. So there we have it for today's Morning Market Flash here this Friday, November 29th. I hope everybody has a great holiday weekend, and we'll be back here next Monday morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Nightly, it's Red Eye Radio with Gary McNamara.
They're a mess right now. You think about across the board, the Democratic Party is a mess, led by their leader, who is a mess.
And Eric Harley.
Incompetent mess.
Taking your calls on politics, social issues, and news of the day. Don't miss a show.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. That was the Morning Market Flash, as you heard there from Tim Herb. He'll be back on Monday to give us some more information. It's been interesting to see over the weekend because of everything that's going on in Israel right now, now that President Trump has been reelected. So you do see a lot of change in the market. So it's good to get that information. Before the break, we were talking about the carjacking at the Cheesecake Factory right there at Towson Town Center on Wednesday, on Thanksgiving Eve. If you want to look at Fox 45's website, they have even more information there. They're saying it's a group of at least four juveniles. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to call a spade. It was four young black men that robbed another juvenile for their shoes inside Nordstrom. And then there were juveniles that robbed, or I should say carjacked, individuals right outside of Cheesecake Factory. So basically, if you were at the Towson Town Center on Thanksgiving Eve, it was like hell. It was straight up hell. That's what it was. So you had juveniles running all across the Towson Town Center. Now, we were told by County Council and County Executive Johnny Olszewski that there was a curfew, right? There's a curfew there, and that there is heightened security there. Well, this carjacking happened at 11 o'clock. That would be past curfew. Why were juveniles hanging out? Why were the young black men hanging out there? Are you saying that there's only a curfew inside of Towson Town Center? Because, well, you know, the stores are closed by 11 o'clock. So that means they came out of the mall. I think stores closed Thanksgiving Eve, what is it, around like 9:30 or so? And they were still out there at 11 o'clock to carjack somebody at gunpoint? I don't know. That doesn't seem like a whole lot of police activity happening, right? They were out there for almost 2 hours? Really? So I guess we don't care if they're all just loitering right outside the Cheesecake Factory, as long as they're not inside the Cheesecake Factory without supervision. That's all we care about. Knowing that the carjacking numbers are sky high. See, this is why I have a problem with all of this. I have a huge problem with it. And so now we're going to call a spade a spade. I'm not going to play and dance around the games and, you know, just talk about juveniles. These aren't juveniles. These are young black men who, you know, decided at some point in time in their lives that they're not going to go the route of the majority of young black men in this country. They decided that they're going to go the criminal route. And you know what? This is also what's so interesting about it, because when you think about, I would say even just when you see the discrimination against many black men in this country, and it happens every single day, and people discriminate against them, and you have some that are like the social justice warriors, and they'll talk about things, and they'll say, well, why are you discriminating against young black men and this and that? And I understand it, right? I've got two black brothers that are very successful. They're doing great things in life. But when you have other young black men that are committing the majority of the crime, and they're giving you a bad name, this is why you're being discriminated against. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science at all. I was actually shocked when I watched the Ring camera video. The gentleman that was hit by the metal pipe in Federal Hill, by the black men that were standing on the corners there, with the pipes in their hands as he walked by, mind you. Because there was a Ring camera video that showed him walking past them on the corner. They already had the pipes in their hands. And my thing is, like, did he not see that? Did he see it and then thought, oh, you know, I'm not messing with them. They're not messing with me. It's fine. Let me just, a little piece of advice. I know, you know, a couple decades ago, people would get very upset because there would be people that would cross the street when they would see young black men loitering on corners and looking like they have nothing else to do. And some of them, you know, not sure if they're carrying a weapon or not. Look, I say go with your gut instincts. If you feel as though that you have to cross the street, cross the damn street. Okay? Don't put yourself in a situation that could be potentially dangerous because you don't want to look like you're discriminating. You don't want to look like you're running away from the stereotypical person that actually does cause the crime and violence. Look at the stats. Look at the stats, people. Do not sit there and put yourself in a situation. So, yeah, I wanted to mention that because I went back and I saw there's two videos of that assault, by the way. There's one across the street where you see him have the pizza was taken away by one of them. And then another one comes up and literally hits him in the face with the metal rod. But if you see, there's another video with another angle. The gentleman with the pizza that walks by, he walks by them like literally in the middle of their group. With his pizza, and I'm not victim shaming. Let's, you know, don't say that. He walks in the middle of their group, walking by them. They have the metal rods in their hands, and he still walks right through their group with this pizza. A little piece of advice: don't do that. Don't do that. Do not put yourself in that situation. Speaking of putting yourselves in a situation, sometimes you can't avoid it, obviously, and that's why we'll be joined in studio at 11 o'clock hour with MR Tactical. They're going to give us some advice on how we can protect ourselves legally, of course, legally. But as I said earlier this week, you know, nobody's coming to save you. The legislator in Annapolis, county council, obviously the county executive, nobody's going to stop the mayhem. They're not going to do it. So now you've got to protect yourself, and you've got to be ready to go. So again, MR Tactical joining me live in studio in the 11 o'clock hour. Coming up next, we are going to talk about the shooting that happened in Pikesville. Again, Baltimore County. It's Baltimore City 2.0. I'm not going to say I told you so, but this is where we are.
SRN News, Connor Thomason. Although winter has yet to officially arrive, winter-like weather has dumped a lot of snow across parts of the country, with more in the forecast, could complicate travel for those heading home from Thanksgiving. It's the retail bonanza known as Black Friday, and today is the day, the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season, brick-and-mortar as well as online. With winter coming on, Russia has been hammering Ukraine's power grid, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without electricity in the cold and dark. British lawmakers debating a so-called right-to-die bill for the terminally ill, and a social media ban for youngsters under 16 has been approved by the Parliament of Australia. Platforms including TikTok, Facebook, and X could face stiff fines for failing to prevent children from holding accounts. The opening bell sounding on Wall Street. More details at srnnews.com.
Nothing is more important than our annual Christmas pageant.
The pageant is sacred.
But this year...
The Herbins are absolutely the worst kids in the history of the world.
This is going to be a real disaster.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution and directed by Dallas Jenkins, the creator of The Chosen...
Shazam!
...comes the best Christmas pageant ever.
Ooh.
A hilarious, feel-good Christmas classic in the making.
Now that's a pageant I'd actually like to see.
The best Christmas pageant ever. Now play.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, Mom. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, heat holders original.
I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site.
I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat holder socks are the warmest. We use a proprietary three-stage process, making heat holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. From now until Cyber Monday, use code HEAT25 to save 25% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Heatholders.com.
Temperatures will trend colder behind the front into the start of the week, and the high today around 48. With increasing clouds, there may be a little bit of drizzle developing, and some of the wind gusts from the west may hit 20 to 25 miles per hour. It still will be windy tonight under a clear sky with a low dipping down to 27. For Saturday tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and windy with a high of 39. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low in the mid-20s. And for Sunday to wrap up the week in a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high near 43. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WC.
Staples has amazing deals on everything you need for the holidays, from custom holiday cards and photo gifts to laptops and gaming systems, even shipping solutions. And now save up to $350 on select computers. In-store only. Offer ends 12/28. Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples.
Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Now, Brian, I know you ate well. Brian, the producer, eats well because his wife is a fantastic cook. He's mentioned this more than once until I know. I know he's telling the truth about that. You know, a guy doesn't usually, you know, talk about things over and over again. And the whole family was there. Yeah. Yeah, and he loves his granddaughter. That's Brian's pride and joy. Now, you know, his child that actually had his granddaughter, I don't know how he feels about that child. Now that Charlotte's here, I don't really know how he feels. But I'm glad that you had a great Thanksgiving, Brian. And again, I hope all of you had a great Thanksgiving. We're talking about the armed carjacking and the now robbery that happened at Towson Town Center on Wednesday, which was Thanksgiving Eve. I did tell you that MR Tactical is going to join us in studio at the 11 o'clock hour. I got so many questions on what we can and cannot do as gun owners here in the state of Maryland, because, of course, you know, they change the laws, I feel, almost every session surrounding permits, how you can carry, things like that. Because I still, in Maryland, right, you still cannot have your gun in your car, right? You can't be driving around. If you're carjacked at gunpoint, can you pull your gun at that point and begin shooting and be in the clear? Or is there a charge that comes with that? And then you fight that charge, and then they clear you after the fact. See, these are questions that I have. And this is what I'm going to ask MR Tactical when they come in. Because, honestly, I want to know exactly what we can and cannot do. Because for me, for myself, if you come up to my car with any kind of weapon, I don't care if it's a knife, I don't care if it's a screwdriver, I might just pull a gun on you. And so, am I going to go to jail? I mean, I don't want to. But if I'm in the car, especially if my daughter's in the backseat, you're going to get all the smoke. You really are. I'm not taking chances. I'm not taking chances. Today, I know we continue to say that they are just juveniles, but today, young black men are causing mayhem on the streets, including in Baltimore County. They got tired of robbing people, I guess, in Baltimore City. And, you know, even though they're still being robbed, but it's like, hey, they're probably thinking, hey, let's take us over to the county, too. Who cares? Criminals don't care about city-county lines, now do they? No, they don't care. I will say, at least we have State's Attorney Ivan Bates. He has been really great. And I mentioned this because, I don't know if you noticed, but the Baltimore City Police Department has done a fantastic job on increasing their clearance rate for a lot of these homicides and violent acts. Just so you know, in 2023, they had a clearance rate of 43%. Did you know that? They now have a clearance rate here in 2024 of 69%. Yes. Isn't that crazy? They're solving these crimes. I love to hear it. I love to hear it. And I think it's because we have a state's attorney that actually cares in Baltimore City. Now, I will say, and Marty, thank you for sending this over to me. I didn't see it, but Marty sent it over. I see it now. The story came out at 7:50 a.m. It says, city-owned vehicle found on fire in downtown Baltimore. An arson investigation is underway. It's right. There was a city vehicle right in front of City Hall. Totally caught on fire. It's almost like, you know what I feel like? I feel like we're in a terrible movie. Do you remember, I don't know a whole lot about movies, but I think it was Terminator 2, where everything just went to hell. And then you had the Terminator. What was he, the one guy? I know you had Arnold Schwarzenegger, but then he was fighting against a villain that was indestructible or whatever. You remember he could turn himself into liquid and stuff like that? Was that Terminator 2? I don't know. I know I saw it. I saw it somehow, some way. But that's what I feel like. I feel like everything's on fire. I feel like we're being robbed and carjacked by literal kids, and nobody's stopping them. It's wild to think. But here we are. And I really wanted to start with that Towson Town Center story because that was Thanksgiving Eve. What do you think is going to happen today on Black Friday? What do you think is going to happen? On Black Friday, there are a lot of people that are out there for the deals, right? And a lot of family is still in town, right? If you still have family in town, you might go to the mall, right? You might go get some cheesecake, might do something fun because you were at home all day yesterday. You might not be paying attention to the criminal element because you got family in town that you haven't seen in quite some time. Now, we know for a fact that these young black men that are carjacking people have been targeting elderly people. Well, that's not good, right? Because there's a lot of grandmas out and about today. On Black Friday, we have an issue that we can solve. But as we've talked about many times, there's so much money being made to not solve it. I guess my disappointment is still within the voters that aren't making money off of the criminal element, those that just want to vote blue no matter who. You're the ones that I'm very disappointed in. It's you guys. It's you guys, because at this point in time, you can't even go to the mall, right? I mean, did you ever think it would be a time where you would see all these shootings and carjackings at Towson Town Center? This was once an upscale neighborhood, and here we are. Speaking of upscale neighborhoods, did you hear about the shooting in Pikesville happened yesterday? No? Don't worry, I got the details for you. Now, I couldn't tell if this was more of a domestic dispute Because when I saw the police investigation, of course, you know, I was up last night trying to get the details. But you could see that there was where it was taped off. There were two homes. You could see where there were police officers. It looked like they were interviewing some of the neighbors. So this could have been a domestic dispute. I did not get that exactly from the 10 o'clock news. It looked like they're still trying to figure that out. But just yesterday, about 2:45 p.m., so this is broad daylight, in the middle of the day, Baltimore County Police, they were called to Hawthorne Avenue, which is in Pikesville. And as they arrived there, there was somebody that was shot, unfortunately. Broad daylight. Again, you don't know whether or not this is a domestic dispute, but I mention this because nowadays it feels as though people are really quick to pick up guns and solve their issues with guns, right? Very, very quick. And, of course, gun control isn't going to help that. But I think the mentality these days, right, we even saw, remember the guy that was shot on his way to work on 95, and they shut down 95 completely last week, and then we found out that it was a work-related dispute. People are very quick to pick up guns to settle their disputes. And I would think it's because of the culture, the mindset, and I would think it's because this is how people have decided to handle situations. There's also a lot of uneducated people out there. I mean, don't think that 23 schools in Baltimore City where you have zero kids proficient in math and reading, don't believe that happened overnight. There are a lot of people that have left the Baltimore City school system not too long ago that probably can't do basic math, that could, you know, really can't read, can't go out to get a good career or job. And that is why we see so many open-air drug markets. That is why we see so many people robbing individuals at gunpoint, because they have nothing else. They have nothing else. And I saw a headline this morning with the Baltimore Sun, and it said that Mayor Brandon Scott is claiming to try to figure out why middle-class black families are leaving the city. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, you mean the successful black people, right? Those successful black people that want their kids to be successful? For them to have a good education system and a good school right there in their neighborhood? You can't figure out why middle-class black families are leaving, Mr. Mayor? Those that don't want to see the crime and violence, those that do not want their black young sons to see the open-air drug markets and all the money that they're flashing over there. You don't know why these successful black families are leaving, Mr. Mayor? You don't know that it's the criminal element alongside the poor education system? You don't know that? The lack of opportunities? Not a whole lot of jobs or careers here in Baltimore City. You continue to raise taxes, the mismanagement of those tax dollars being spent. You have no idea, Mr. Mayor, why middle-class black families are leaving Baltimore City? Really? Is it really hard to understand? That's why, Mr. Mayor. See, it's all the things that you refuse to tackle. It's all of those things. You know, when you allow the death of Timothy Reynolds, right, with the squeegee workers, I'm never going to forget about this. Timothy Reynolds was gunned down by so-called squeegee workers. And I'll never forget the fact that Mayor Brandon Scott, number one, he was very slow to respond to the situation. Number two, his idea of responding to the situation was to handle these squeegeers with kid gloves and say, oh, let's see if we could link them to the business community, which is very small in Baltimore City, by the way. We're going to link them to the business community and see if we could get them jobs or careers. We need to give them wraparound services, these squeegeers that decide to take Timothy Reynolds' life. I'll never forget about that. You don't think other middle-class black families looked at that and said, hell no, I'm getting out of here? Really? Did you believe that nobody would think that just because Timothy Reynolds, in your mind, just because he's white, that it wouldn't matter to them? I don't think if you realize this, Mr. Mayor, but there are a lot of black people in Baltimore City that do not think about race as much as you do. There are a lot of successful black families in Baltimore City that do not like what you are doing with the city. It is a hellhole. And then if you go just right over the county line, you've got Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski that's doing the exact same thing that Mr. Mayor's doing. And they're all standing there like, oh, everybody should just love the fact that they're just there spending their dollars, right? What does Johnny Olszewski always say? We've invested in this. We've invested in that. We've invested in a COVID memorial. What? I know you need to spend my money on that. Yes, I'm sad that all those people died during the pandemic. But is that what you spent our money on? Really? Truly? As you raise taxes? As you're now taxing us for every paper bag we get at the store, you're purchasing COVID memorials with our money? You know, every time he says the word, I've invested or I've modernized this, that means you spent our money and we had no say in it. And you spent it on things for certain interest groups, some of your friends, right? The land that we bought there in Miller's Island, right by Johnny Olszewski's home. Did we, the taxpayer, say that we wanted to purchase that land from your longtime donors so that there could be, a kayak launching pad? I don't remember okaying that. Did anybody else? No! It's terrible. It really is. But Mr. Mayor, if you're wondering why middle-class black families are leaving, it's because, why everybody that has any common sense, why they're leaving. It doesn't matter what color you are. Okay? A lot of people want the same things. You want public safety. You want a good education system. You want opportunities. And you don't want your kids walking to school past an open-air drug market every single day, not wondering whether or not they're going to make it home, hoping that there isn't some turf fight and a drive-by shooting. That's the problem, Mr. Mayor. That's why you're losing middle-class black families. I might not have all the answers, but maybe Frank in Annapolis. Frank, why do you think middle-class black families are leaving Baltimore City?
Because they can afford to, and I don't blame them. Poor black families would love to be able to leave, but their educational system has failed them so much that they have no way of raising their economic status. They would leave, too, if somebody wrote them a check to get out and move somewhere better. This is like a no-brainer. These people have no humility that run the city. No humility whatsoever. It couldn't possibly be their fault. It couldn't possibly be their policies. It's just the arrogance beyond belief and pride that you don't see until you actually look at the face of Lucifer and you say, oh, that's why he threw himself into hell.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they're creating hell in Baltimore City, and they could care less.
Yeah, yeah, because, of course, it's all about platitudes and agenda, and, whoever's enriching themselves on it. Frank, I look at the fact that it says here you're in Annapolis. I mean, Annapolis is also changing a bit, yes?
Oh, absolutely. I was born and raised downtown Annapolis, but my father, his parents were Italian immigrants that came to Annapolis, my God, in the early 1900s. My great-grandfather was a Navy bandsman from Italy. That's how we ended up in Annapolis. He played in the Navy band at the U.S. Naval Academy, and he stayed in Annapolis and raised his family, and my father was born down there in the small Italian community. And yes, it has changed. I can't afford to live downtown anymore. There's no, I grew up downtown when the average family was like 6-7 children. Now it's like almost, people still raise children downtown Annapolis, but it's like, one. They're very wealthy individuals. I'm not going to get into the flags they fly, but it's just incredible how the culture has changed down there. The conservative Democrats of the 1960s and 1970s and even 1980s wouldn't get elected into the city council today in the city of Annapolis.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's quite different. I guess, the only hope we have here, Frank, and I don't know how you feel, but it seems like there are people across the country, maybe not in Maryland, but across the country that are voting a little bit differently and noticing things.
Well, that's right. That's correct. And when you don't teach the virtues in the public school system because you say, oh, well, they could be faith-based, well, then what you get is what you were talking about earlier, people shooting each other on the way to work and the way home from work because all they have is pride. They have not enough humility to say, well, wait a minute, maybe I'm part of the problem.
Yeah, I agree. Frank, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great holiday weekend.
Thanks.
Thank you. And they have nothing to lose, right? They've got the pride and they've got nothing to lose. I see the comments all the time on different stories about shootings or carjackings. And there will be some comments from those that live in some of the neighborhoods. They're like, wow, I don't understand why some of these kids, whether they're 16, 17, 18 years old, they're crashing out, as they say, but basically giving up on life and not, caring if they end up dead or in prison. They're crashing out at such a young age. I just don't understand it. I do understand it. They have nothing to lose. They've got nothing. They don't have a proper education. A lot of them do not have a proper home life. I've heard so many stories of moms that are just, you know, out, I guess just out and about, not caring at all about their children whatsoever. And so you've got kids raising kids. You've got kids raising themselves. You got situations where some of these kids are homeless, right? It's so sad. And a lot of this also stems from the fact that the government decided to incentivize having children, you know, without a two-parent household or even a household or place to call home to begin with. We incentivize that with the welfare system, with all the subsidy programs paid again by we, the taxpayers. And this is what, so it kills me about those that say, oh, we got to get the rich to pay their fair share. What about the others that don't pay their fair share that are spending our tax dollars like it's water? How about those people? Are we never to expect them to pay their fair share? Are we going to sit here while they have four or five generations of able-bodied Americans that should not be on government assistance? I'm not talking about those that aren't able to work. I'm not talking about those with disabilities. I'm not talking about those that have children with disabilities. We should be helping those individuals. But those that can go to work, that choose not to, those that can make sure their kids get to school but choose not to, are we going to continue to support them while we yell at the top 1-2% that they should pay their fair share? Everybody should pay their fair share if that's the case. Meanwhile, the wealthy are paying. They're paying more than their fair share. We don't want to talk about that, right? That's not the talking point that we want to use. It's heartbreaking in so many different ways. And yes, we've created all of these problems ourselves. We've created them. And so we see more people continue to vote to balloon government. That's what we voted for here in the state of Maryland this last election cycle. They want more government. They want more taxes. They want more fees. And if they tell you they don't, they're lying. Or they're just plain ignorant. To get done whatever Governor Westmore and others want to get done on those agendas, whether it's the blueprint, whether it's climate change, they're going to have to raise taxes. You want the red line? Well, you're going to have to pay for it, even if you don't plan to use it. And where would that red line go? Is it taking people to and from home and to other career opportunities? No. What's the point of the red line? I still don't know. To get people places faster, where are they going? Are they going up to Hunt Valley to rob people at gunpoint? I mean, where are they going? No one seems to answer that question either. All right, coming up next, we are going to move towards the national scene. I do want to talk about the House seats. There's only one House seat that is now outstanding. They're still tallying the votes in California, but I want to tell you exactly where we stand. Also, the New York Times had to write a piece basically shining a great light on President Trump. We'll talk about that, along with Putin. Yes, Putin had some comments about President Trump now winning his election, and I'm telling you, everything on the world stage is changing. But for the better, for sure. Coming up next.
Why do people in Japan live 10 years longer than the average American? Could there be a connection between the food that we eat and can we improve the health of Americans, or at least give them the choice to improve it with knowledge? Again, as long as it's all, the choice will be yours. You can get the cheaper version and the hormones and the chemicals, or you can pay for a better quality.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings, they are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% off site-wide, plus score premium doorbusters and get a free professional measure. Now, don't wait. These deals are happening right now when you go to Blinds.com. You know, swapping out old blinds for brand-new custom window coverings, it's a small project. It has big results. And Blinds.com, they make it simple. They make it easy. They make it affordable. Here's the bottom line. Blinds.com, they make it a better way to buy custom window treatments. You don't have pushy commission salespeople. You don't have to wait around all day for a quote. I'm telling you, my years of experience with Blinds.com, it is so easy and so simple and has such a dramatic impact on any room or every room in your house. Blinds.com has their Black Friday sale. It's happening right now with the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and you get a free professional measure only for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply. Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com. CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with the Trusted Lab.
The Rob Carson Show.
Navarrete Romero, 31-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, was arrested last week by the Herndon police, charged with raping a woman on the Washington and Old Dominion Trail. Remember, you used to be able to go there safely. Same thing near Baltimore. Do you like American women not being able to go out and just take a walk without being raped and murdered by illegals? Really, Democrats? Do you understand why you lost yet?
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right. Good morning to you. Are you out there with the Black Friday sales? I know a lot of people don't do it this way anymore. I know a lot of people take advantage of Cyber Monday. I can raise my hand. I'm one of those people. I do not love being in a store with a ton of people and standing in line. It's like not my thing. Not my thing. But I know a lot of people do take advantage of it. I heard that Target, even Target had good sales this morning. So if you're out there, if you're out and about, more power to you. And for some people, it's a nice family tradition, which I think is really sweet. But like I said, you know, just know if you're in the Baltimore region, whether it's even White Marsh Mall, The Avenue, Towson Town Center, just make sure you observe your surroundings and, you know, just always, I'm not saying look over your shoulder, but just understand that there is an element out there that wasn't there possibly, I would say, 6 or 7 years ago. Now, I know we had a caller call in, a former police officer, that told us that, you know, there was always a lot of crime in Towson, but they were told to kind of hide it just a bit. And so I understand that as well. But there's obviously a lot of young people out there that are robbing and carjacking individuals at a higher rate than before. I got a caller here that does want to weigh in on, I guess, the crime. Wilbur in Baltimore, you wanted to weigh in? Hello, Wilbur?
Hello? Yes, ma'am. I do have something to weigh in. All these problems that you have been talking about for the last half an hour are all created by the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that the people that they put in office are not qualified. They're incompetent individuals.
Yeah, no. But my question, Wilbur, to you is, do you think they'll ever notice this, or is it going to take us decades?
You do like what Trump's doing in Washington, going in a clean house.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this has got to stop. This is not just in Baltimore. It's in Chicago, New York. And
right.
Democratic big city, and it's got to stop now.
Yeah, I agree with you, Wilbur.
All we're doing is walking our way right towards a civil war in this country.
Well, I hope not. I appreciate you calling in.
I don't either, but that's where we're heading.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Wilbur. I hope you have a great holiday weekend. It is Democrat policies. But I ask, you know, when are they going to notice it? You know, it is trending now where more people are voting Republican. We saw that with this last election across the country. Though states like Maryland and other very blue areas, they're still voting Democrat. And they'll tell you, as I said, I've knocked many doors. We knocked over 17,000 doors when I ran. We called over 9,000 voters, right? They'll still sit there and tell you until they're blue in the face, that it has nothing to do with Democrats. It has nothing, right? There's people are oppressed. Yeah, there's still the same old sob stories. You're like, man, when are they going to wake up? And so, yes, Wilbur, I would love to clean house, just as President Trump is going to do. First, we got to get in the house, right? I mean, we got to get in City Hall to clean it out. It's sad, but I hope they wake up soon. It really is. All right, coming up next, we got this article in the New York Times. I'm sure it paid them to write something great about President Trump. Also, we're going to talk about Putin and what he had to say about Trump. And the House seats. Now we kind of know exactly where the majority is and how slim it is for the Republican Party on Capitol Hill. So we'll discuss all that and more coming up next.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Although winter has yet to officially arrive, wintry weather has dumped an awful lot of snow across parts of the country, and there's more in the forecast. Could complicate travel for those heading home from Thanksgiving. In New York, the lake effect snow zones north of Syracuse, south of Buffalo, could see snow measured in feet, and it's going to be frigid with bitterly cold temperatures settling in across the east. It's the retail bonanza known as Black Friday. Today's the day, the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season, brick and mortar online as well. Despite strong economic headwinds, the National Retail Federation is predicting record sales. It is not the final word on the matter, but British lawmakers have given initial approval to a so-called right-to-die bill.
It would make it legal for anyone over the age of 18 who is terminally ill to be given assistance to end their own life. The bill itself says to allow adults aged 18 and over who have mental capacity, are terminally ill, and are in the final 6 months of their life, they must make two separate declarations which have to be witnessed and signed about their wish to die, and two independent doctors have to be satisfied that the person is eligible. And finally, a High Court judge has got to hear from at least one of the doctors and can also question the dying person or anyone else who they consider to be appropriate.
The BBC's Dominic Hughes. A social media ban for kids under 16 has been approved by the Australian Parliament. Platforms including TikTok, Facebook, and X could face stiff fines for failing to prevent children from holding accounts. With winter coming on, Russia has been pounding Ukraine's power grid, leaving hundreds of thousands without electricity in the cold and dark. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been higher so far. The Dow up 113, the NASDAQ 102 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Stover Legal. The Harford County Sheriff's Office is using drone technology to help fight crime. Deputies investigating a series of vehicle break-in thefts recently used a drone that captured the suspect's body heat as they tried to hide in a wooded area in Abingdon. The deputy deputies dispatched the drone from their patrol vehicle, and it was able to pinpoint the suspect's location. The deputies arrested a 15 and 16-year-old from Baltimore City in connection with the thefts. Investigators say they found a loaded gun and stolen credit cards in a search of the suspect's truck. Residents are putting the finishing touches on their displays for the Miracle on 34th Street in Baltimore. The holiday lights in the 700 block of 34th Street in Hampton will be lit at 6 p.m. Saturday, and they will remain on through New Year's Day. The holiday lights display began back in 1947 with just a few homes and grew to include the entire block over the years. Sports in the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Milestones are important moments in all of our lives that bring our family together or at times test their strength. What milestones are you celebrating this year? Are you a new grandparent, recently married, newly retired? Whatever goals you've achieved, now's the time to protect them. Stouffer Legal is here to help ensure you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our valuable estate planning insights can help protect and preserve what's most important to you. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives. We look forward to hearing from you and learning more about your family story. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com. PlanBaltimore.com or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
The college basketball season continues in men's action. Towson lost 65-54 to Kent State in the Western Slam to fall to 4-3. Today, the Tigers face Kennesaw State. Navy takes on Pennsylvania. And Virginia hosts Holy Cross. Georgetown hosts Albany tomorrow. And Maryland hosts Alcorn State Sunday. At 10:05, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds will stream in today. There may be a little bit of patchy drizzle with a high of 48. It will feel colder as winds gusting from the west and clear and breezy tonight with a low in the mid to upper 20s. For the weekend, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a high temperature near 39 Saturday, and then a high topping out in the low 40s on Sunday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
It's 42 degrees in Perry Hall, 40 in Pikesville, and 41 in Jacksonville. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Friday to you. It is Black Friday. If you're out there shopping, best of luck to you. I hope you find the perfect Christmas gifts for the perfect price. I do. You deserve it. You earn it being out there with that mob. I hope you find it. Also, don't forget, at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by MR Tactical. They're going to give us a rundown here on how we can easily, I don't know if we can easily get our carry permits. They'll let us know what we can do. They'll let us know. And I also want to talk to them about the some of the laws. We did have some changes in 2020 and 2022, and I know these guys are very up to speed on what we can and cannot do as law-abiding citizens, because, I mean, many of you are like me, right? You want to protect yourself, and you're not going to take any mess, I should say, from anybody else. But at the same time, we want to do it lawfully. We do not want to break the law because we are law-abiding citizens. I wish everybody felt the same way, but they don't. But they'll give us all the details on that. And again, that's at 11 o'clock. They'll be in studio. You'll be able to call in and ask some questions as well. You know, if you heard there during the commercial break, you might have heard from the news updates that there was an incident in Aberdeen where drones were used, and the police were able to pick up the suspects using the infrared light from, you know, I guess from the drone footage. They were able to get the heat sensor, I guess, from the individuals that they were chasing. And if you heard there, this is, again, a crime that happened in Aberdeen. And guess what? Those criminal juveniles, the black men that they arrested, from Baltimore City. How many times have we talked about that as well? How many times? I would love to know the numbers. What are the numbers? How many people that are committing crimes in Baltimore County, Howard County, Harford County, you name it? I want to know how many of those individuals are from Baltimore City. I really want to know. Because I think it's an extremely high number. And that is why you've got Mayor Brandon Scott and others always touting these numbers, saying, oh, crime is down. This is down. It is down. And a lot of it's down because of Ivan Bates and Eric Barron and the great job that they're doing, but it's also down because they've decided to just spread it out. They've spread it out across the state, and we're all feeling the heat. And then we're supposed to applaud Mayor Brandon Scott. Some of us are not stupid, okay? And some of us get exactly what's going on here. But, you know, they'll consider it racist or whatever to point it out. It's not racist. I'm going to point it out. And I'll point it out for you. As a black woman, I'll point it out for you. We have a problem with young black men. They are robbing and carjacking people all over the state of Maryland. And many of them are from Baltimore City. And we got to do something about it. Period. All right. The New York Times. Believe it or not, they had to write something very glowing about President Trump. In case you missed it, Iran has decided against attacking Israel due to, what do you think it is? Due to the fact that President Trump won the election. Yes, this is according to five Iranian officials. They're going to pull back on their proposed attack of Israel, especially with Hezbollah now working with the prime minister. But they said, these Iranian officials said to the New York Times that they are pulling back because President Trump was elected. You see, this is what we were talking about yesterday, in case you missed the show there on Thanksgiving. We were discussing the fact that President Trump, one man alone, is changing the entire world. If you ever thought to yourself, you know, what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, with that assassination attempt on his life, the fact that all he did was turn his head just a little bit, just slightly, was the reason his life was saved. If you just think about that, and the fact that, you know, for all intents and purposes, this guy, President Trump, he is here for a reason. This guy, I do believe, has God by his side. This guy is doing exactly what God has intended him to do on his journey. I could see that very clearly. I saw it very clearly when it came to that assassination attempt. But if you are looking at the world stage now, right, Hezbollah is talking about peace with Israel. You've got Iranian officials saying, we're not going to attack Israel. It's okay. We're good. You have caravans no longer reaching the border. Now, there's a little bit of he said, she said going on between President Trump and the president of Mexico. It's kind of hard to figure out exactly what's going on there. The fact that the caravans are no longer reaching the border, that's a good thing, right? Now, what kind of deal they've worked out, I guess the president of Mexico is saying, you know, she's saying, oh, it's not exactly what Trump is saying. We don't really know. What I do compare it to is what Justin Trudeau, the prime minister in Canada, was saying as he was walking away from a phone call that he had for President Trump, and he looked absolutely defeated. It looked to me that President Trump told him, I am very serious about the tariffs, and I am very serious about making sure that our border is closed, so you might want to buckle up. And Justin Trudeau, honestly, it looked like that's exactly what happened. So I don't know if the president of Mexico is trying to save a little face, you know, for her base, for her constituency. I don't know. But I do think that President Trump is absolutely serious about the tariffs. And if it comes to that, if it comes to that. But I want to just make sure that you knew that the New York Times, if you want to take a look at it, they're reporting that Iran has decided against attacking Israel due to the fact that President Trump won the election. That's a big deal. A very big deal. All right, we're going to get into the House seats here in just a second. I wanted to play you some audio, though, because what's interesting is we always saw the mainstream media as being somewhat of complainers, right? They're somewhat of victims in their own right. And I never looked at those within, I guess, the Make America Great Again crew. I never looked at MAGA as those that are complaining and acting like, you know, we are victims or we are oppressed in any way. I also never looked at it as, you know, MAGA individuals saying that, oh, you know, anything, I guess anything to liberals where they would be saying to us, we're sick and tired of you complaining. Because I don't find myself complaining to liberals specifically. If I see that liberals are doing things that just showcase how ridiculous they are at times, like supporting Democrats that support more crime and violence on their streets, I do call stuff out like that. But that's about it. Well, just so you know, Joy Ann Reid at MSNBC. I don't know how much longer she'll be there, so we're gonna savor these moments and these clips that she gives us. Okay. But she had a message for MAGA, as they call us, for Thanksgiving, and I thought it was interesting, so I just want to make sure I play this for you. Take a listen.
But you right-wingers shouldn't have to suffer the consequences of your votes. You don't want to be around me because I voted for fascism. No fair. I'm coughing on you with COVID, but you want me to wear a mask for your safety? No fair. My body, my choice. Well, here's an alternative thought. Make your own dinner, MAGA. Make your own sandwiches. Wipe your own tears. Troll amongst yourselves with Elon and leave us alone. You got your heart's desire, the president you dreamed of and worship instead of Jesus. And this time, you didn't even have to storm the Capitol, smash the windows, or try to kill police officers or issue death threats to poll workers. See? You did it just by voting this time. Congrats. You got your way. And he even got away with breaking the law. Yay. But if you expect the 73 million who voted for the prosecutor, not the felon, and particularly the 92% of black women who voted for Kamala to give you a cookie for your vote, a trophy, a hug, a high five, you might be asking too much. If we want to eat with you, we will. But if we just want some peace over the holidays and we don't want to put up with your trolling while we eat our tofurkey, get over it. Stop acting like we owe you. And for God's sakes, stop whining. It's embarrassing. Our Thanksgiving, our choice.
Now, who was she talking to? That was Joy Reid with MSNBC. Our Thanksgiving, our choice. Well, we enjoy our tofurkey. I mean, look, is there an excellent level of trolling going on social media right now by, obviously, Trump supporters? Yes, because we sat here and watched in 2020 with all the shenanigans that happened around the 2020 election cycle. We were told time and time again that over 81 million people voted for Joe Biden. And we were told that, you know, we were just crying and complaining, even though we saw on video some shady stuff happening around the election cycle. We were supposed to completely ignore that. Then we weren't called election deniers, right? Even though Hillary Clinton, when she lost in 2016, how long did we hear about that election denial? A long time. Same thing with Stacey Abrams in Georgia. She denied. She never conceded. And so then we were like, wait a minute. We're not denying that the election happened, right? We know that it happened. We're denying what we saw with our own eyes. We're saying, look, there's something else that happened here. Then they got all up in arms and said, oh, no, that couldn't possibly be. So now you have this huge shift to where President Trump won handedly. Again, this is just 4 years later. Handedly. Huge shift. He won all seven swing states. He won the popular vote. You don't think, Joy, that we would get a little bit of trolling? You're going to get a little bit of trolling with that. You are. But at the same time, we're not the ones that have been on and on and on about things, calling Trump a Nazi. I don't remember calling Kamala any type of names like this. The entire time, to be honest with you, during the election cycle, I was trying to figure out how to pronounce her name. Because I wanted to be polite about it. And then they came out with the hat and they had the comma and then the la after it. Then I was like, oh, that's what it is. That's it. Kamala. I wasn't calling her anything else. And so now they're upset. They're upset that President Trump won. They're upset that Republicans have the majority of both the House and the Senate. And they're very upset that all this time that they were dogging Trump, dogging Republicans, saying that we're a threat to democracy, they're upset that it didn't work. They're upset that people were paying attention. And so here we are. Real quick, 2024 House election live results. You can actually get this anywhere right now, but I'm on, towin.com. They have been keeping up to date with the live results. In case you didn't know, we still weren't done counting. I know you're probably thinking, Kim, the election was on November 5th. Here we are on Black Friday. I know. Meanwhile, there's still one seat out. We're still waiting for one race to be called in California's District 13. Now, they believe that is going to go red. John Duarte is his name. But they're still counting, which is absolutely ridiculous. When are we going to get some integrity in our elections? You know, that's another conversation. I'm not going to talk about that. But just so you know where we are right now, currently, without counting that seat in California, even though we do believe we're going to pick it up, I'm not going to count it. Democrats have 214 seats in the House. Republicans have 220 seats in the House. So that is where the majority is. Now, remember, we're going to lose because of the administration and the picks here and the nominations. I do believe Elise Stefanik's going to get in New York. I think she's going to be the UN ambassador. I think it's going to be a unanimous vote, honestly. You've got, Mike Waltz out of Florida. And then, of course, you have Matt Gaetz that has walked away from his seat there in Florida as well. So you do, when you're looking at the majority at that point, even if we get the 221, right? I mean, it's going to be so tight. Very tight. Now, remember, in the first 100 days, what we're going to want to do, obviously, is secure the border. Is he going to push for these tariffs? I don't know. I would assume Mexico is signaling that they don't want to play ball, but we'll have to wait and see on that. And so with that, with the tariffs, he's going to have to go to Congress about that, right? So what's going to happen there, I don't know. We shall see. But this is a very slim majority, very slim. It'll only take about three or four rhinos to say that I don't want to be America first and I'm not voting America first to throw this whole thing off. So I just want to make sure you know where we stand. Again, 214 Democrats in the House, 220, possibly 221 Republicans in the House. Very slim. We'll be losing three seats right off the bat. So just keep that in mind. I was also thinking about Doge, you know, this new Department of Government Efficiency with Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk. I was thinking with that department, hopefully we'll get Congress and even the so-called rhinos that don't want to support Trump's agenda. Hopefully with those guys really working on government efficiency, I'm thinking we might get some establishment Republicans that will support President Trump a bit more because of that department that he's creating. You know, right now, if you're looking at the polling numbers, and this is including Democrats across the country, 63% of those that were polled said they actually liked the fact that there's going to be a Department of Government Efficiency. That's including Democrats, right? So 63%, that's fairly high. That's fairly high. I love to see it. I love to see it. So I just want to make sure you knew where we stood as far as the House seats, because I know it's been changing. But look, we're still just waiting one more seat. All of the others have been counted, and they are in. And so those are the results. So that's where we are. Coming up next, we are going to talk about Putin and how he feels about Trump winning his election. First, let me pick up on Darlene in Parkville. Hey, Darlene, how are you?
Hi there. I'm fine. I think they're really upset, not because we won, but because they couldn't figure out how to put the fix in to make us lose.
Yeah.
That they did during 2020, and he was right. That was stolen. That was not won.
Yeah. This time around, we made it, as he wanted, too big to rig. And then also, we had some states, even like here in Maryland, where we didn't have the unsolicited mail-in ballots. I think that was helpful as well.
Well, I think, unfortunately, I'm disappointed in Maryland. When I grew up, I went and registered to vote when I was able to. I think I was 18 at the time. And my parents were Republicans, so I registered as Democrat just to challenge my parents. But, and then I voted and I voted, and I did not vote for, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Alfred E. Newman, the guy that was.
Okay.
But during his second term, which I thought was really obnoxious and stupid on the part of the Maryland people, I went and changed affiliation from Democrat to Republican after like 45 years of being a Democrat.
Oh, wow.
Just like you did. I heard you say that the other day.
Yeah.
And I don't know what year it was. He was already elected, and I thought, I'm not putting up with this. I'm going to go and at least show my disagreement and upset about it, so.
Yeah, changing the census. No.
That's why they're upset. They're not upset because we won. They're upset because they didn't figure out how to cheat and win.
Yeah, you might be onto something there, Darlene. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, that was there too. That was also an element, for sure. Coming up next, we are going to talk about what Putin had to say about President Trump. Like I said earlier, this one man is going to change the entire world during his second term. That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure on his shoulders, but I know that he can handle it.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. So get shopping now. This Rescue Black Friday sale ends Monday at midnight. Shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off till Monday at midnight. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today or call 1-800.
We are for places of awe and wonder. For monuments and stories that bind us together. We are the National Park Foundation. And with your support, we protect our country's most treasured places. For today and for always. Support today at nationalparks.org.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Friday. You made it to the end of the week. I know some of you probably didn't even go to work this week. Lucky you. Actually, I love working. I know, I'm weird. I'm very strange. I know, you know, running for office and then coming straight back to WCBM. Some people asked me, they were like, you don't want to just take a break? I mean, you were just running for office and running around. And like, no, I can't take a break. This is a problem. I just, you know, I always got to be doing something. And I absolutely love this job. So I talked about yesterday how I am thankful for WCBM. And I'm thankful for all of you that choose to listen. I know that you have options, and yet you still tune in. And thank you so much for doing so. I will be here 9 a.m. to 12 noon every weekday. And if you're ever on the go, don't forget, you can go to the App Store, download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store. You can also text me right there live through the app, and I'll get it here, and I'll be able to read it over air. And so if you ever have anything you want to tell me, I know sometimes people tell me I talk too fast. I try to slow down. Look, I can take constructive criticism. I really can't. So I try to slow down. Hopefully I've slowed down just a bit since I've been back. I do want to talk about Putin and what's been going on in Ukraine. Many of us have voiced our concerns time and time again about all of the money, all of our tax-paying dollars that we've been sending to Ukraine, knowing that we are trillions of dollars in debt, and knowing, honestly, that no matter how people try to cut it, we knew for a fact that President Biden and VP Harris were not working on any kind of peace deal, trying to come to the table with anybody. We knew that it was not happening. So it looked like we were just throwing our money into this bottomless pit, which is what essentially we've been doing. Now, we've also sent weapons over, right? We've been doing a lot. And President Biden, from what I can tell, he's allowed things to escalate before he leaves office. And I don't know if that's purposely. He wants to leave this on Trump's plate. I don't know. But now Putin has commented. This is actually on Yahoo News, if you want to take a look at it. And the title of this is Putin, Intelligent. Putin says intelligent Trump will find solution to Ukraine war. Now, first and foremost, I do believe that. And I think I've said many times that I believe that if President Trump was in office, we wouldn't even be talking about a war in Ukraine. Okay? I think Putin knew exactly who was in office here, and I think he knew exactly what he could do and what he could get away with. Vladimir Putin has praised Donald Trump as intelligent and, quote-unquote, will find a solution to the war in Ukraine. Speaking at a security summit just on Thursday, which was yesterday, Putin said that he was ready for peace talks with Ukraine without preconditions, but on the same terms he laid out over the summer. Now, the Russian president said in June that he would end the war in Kyiv agreed to drop its NATO ambitions and hand over four Ukrainian regions claimed by Moscow. That's what he said back in June. Okay? Now, you're probably thinking about this. Like, oh, wait a minute. So he said this back in June, right? That's why the fact that Biden has escalated things in the past, I don't know, 2 weeks, that's why all of this is very bizarre, right? Because Putin actually came up and said, here's what we can do. Now, whether or not we like this, you know, deal that they're trying to work out, I don't know. But at the same time, how did we respond? We basically responded by escalating things. Now, Ukraine has rejected that proposal, which makes sense. But here's the deal. Ukraine, you're using our money. So, yeah, I'm sure you got a say here, but how much? How much of a say to you? How much do you have on this? Okay, because this is where I get upset. You're asking us for money. You're asking us for weaponry. You probably are asking us for troops, let's be honest. But yet you're saying you're going to reject this proposal. At this point, you got to come to the table. And if you reject the proposal, what is your proposal? And that's why I do believe that President Trump is going to solve this problem. I do believe that 100%. This is his deal, right? This is his wheelhouse. All right, coming up next, of course, we got so much more to talk about. Did you see the Macy's Day Parade? We'll talk about why there was so many hiccups.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Rain, snow, and bitter cold. Forecasters predict parts of the east will see some or all of those conditions in the coming days. Could make for a challenging journey home for Thanksgiving travelers. On this Black Friday, the day noted as the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season, retailers going out of their way to get people off the computer and into their stores, offering special deals and other incentives to brick-and-mortar shoppers. Despite the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire in Lebanon, Israel's military is advising some Lebanese civilians not to go back home yet, lest they put themselves in grave danger. After the Thanksgiving break, it's been back to work today for Wall Street. It is a holiday shortened session, ending at 1 p.m. Eastern time, and stocks so far this morning have been on the plus side. The Dow is up 161 points at the moment. The Nasdaq ahead 116. The S&P is up 27. More details, srnnews.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Temperatures will trend colder behind the front into the start of the week, and the high today around 48. With increasing clouds, there may be a little bit of drizzle developing, and some of the wind gusts from the west may hit 20 to 25 miles per hour. It still will be windy tonight under a clear sky with a low dipping down to 27. For Saturday tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and windy with a high of 39. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low in the mid-20s. And for Sunday to wrap up the weekend, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high near 43. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Beat the Black Friday rush with Thanksgiving Day online-only deals at Lowe's. For one day only, get up to 60% off, because Lowe's knows deals. Thanksgiving Day event, valid 11/28, only on Lowe's.com while supplies last.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com CBD is lab-tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with thetrustedlab.com.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Listen for 3 hours every day for the most important local and national news, issues, and topics, starting at 6 a.m. with the Morning Drive. And check back frequently so you don't miss a thing on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning to you. Like I said, if you're out there driving around trying to figure out what to buy for Christmas, taking advantage of all the Black Friday sales, more power to you. You won't see me out there today, but I admire those that get out there and get going and beat off the mobs. I do. I admire you. You know, I will watch from afar. I tune into the news, and they'll show, like, you know, one of the reporters is like standing at Target. We're here at Target, and then we've got 100 people. They're all trying to get this new Lego. Da da da. Right? I'm like, wow, that looks crazy in there. As I'm sitting in my couch, just sipping coffee. Like, oh, this looks bad. Glad I'm not there. But to those that get out there, if that's your tradition, more power to you. And I hope you're having fun. And I hope you're finding great deals. I really do. I really do. So, of course, it is the holiday season. And there are some things that we have in this country that are a tradition every single year. You can count on it to happen, right? Now, of course, yesterday we had Thanksgiving. Like I said, I hope that you enjoyed it. But every year we can count on the Macy's Day Parade, right? I think so. We can always count on that. And, you know, usually it goes off without a hitch. Now, I will say, my friend, he commented. He said, yeah, I really don't like that they lip sync in some of the... And I just looked at him like he's crazy. Like, well, what do you expect them to do out there, right? You've got all these very high buildings out there. It's cold out there. Like, you know, as a singer, which he is not, right? And I am not either. But I would imagine that Mariah Carey herself lip syncs at the Macy Day Parade in the past is because it is very difficult to sing in those elements, right? It's got to be difficult. Also, I saw a behind the scenes once with the Macy's Day Parade. I think it was like Good Morning America or something. And they were showing, like, when they play the music, if they were to be live, or if they, you know, there would be a delay, and then the sound would then ricochet. Do you know what I mean? So they have to keep the music at a certain level so that the dancers can all still be on beat. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that parade. A lot. And if you are one of those individuals that likes to go and see it in person, that's actually on my bucket list. One day I do want to go and see. There was one year where it wasn't too cold. I should have went that year. Sometimes it's super cold, and I'm like, yeah, that's not for me. I won't be there. But one day I do want to go to Macy's Day Parade, and I would love to take my daughter up there so we can see it in person. But if you travel up to New York to see this parade, you would think that it would be, you know, a great ceremony. Like I said, they've been doing for decades, and it would go off without a hitch, as usual, and that you wouldn't have any issues. And that you would be able to just enjoy it with your family, right? Enjoy that holiday tradition. Well, for the second year in a row, there were anti-Israel protesters blocking the parade. Yes. Now, we discussed this just a tiny bit as we were here in studio yesterday, because it was happening while we were live. And, of course, we were seeing the headlines coming in. And I thought to myself, really? Really? Like, you're protesting on college campuses. You're protesting literally everywhere but Gaza, right? Which I still don't understand. If you are protesting Israel, right? You're protesting Israel's response. If you believe that this is all on Israel, right? Like you believe this has nothing to do with Hamas and the terrorist organization. You have nothing to do with that. If you believe that Israel is holding Palestinians hostage and that they're the evil ones, why are you protesting it here? You know what I mean? Like, go over there. I don't know what you're expecting to do here. Because, to be honest with you, if you're looking at how we're helping other countries in a situation where they're at war, we're obviously helping Ukraine way more than we're helping Israel, right? Do you want to protest what's going on in Ukraine? Of course not. Of course not. Because there are people out there that just hate Jews. Can we be honest about that? Like we're being honest about black men causing all the havoc in the Baltimore region. I want to be honest about this, too. There are people that just hate Jews. It's not right. It's not okay. And then when you call them out on it, then they'll say what? Well, no, we see all the kids. They're dying in Palestine. And that's and that's why we're so upset. No, you know for a fact Hamas is using these kids as human shields. Do you call out Hamas for doing that? No, you don't say a word about Hamas. It's because you hate Israel and you hate Jews. Be honest. If you're going to protest and you're covering your face, you don't want anybody to know that it's you. I mean, you're not being honest here. I can't take your protesting seriously. I really can't. Well, anyways, they ruined the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I won't say they ruined it because this time, Mayor Eric Adams, he was ready to go. He knew that they were planning something, and so he told his officers, do not stand down. Remove these individuals. Because remember, in New York, they usually allow protesters to sit there and protest in the middle of the street for hours on end. Mayor Eric Adams said, not this time. We're not doing this on Thanksgiving Day. Not this time, buddy. And I appreciate that, Mayor Eric Adams. I really do. And I wish every mayor, I wish everyone was on the same page with that. I'm not saying that protesting peacefully is wrong. You have the right to do that in this country. But do you have the right to impede traffic? Do you have the right to do that in the middle of the Macy's Day Parade? No, you don't. What's interesting about this is the New York Post, of course, they covered this just like many other people. But I noticed the New York Post wrote about it a little bit differently. Here's how it kind of starts. It says, anti-Israel protesters tried to ruin the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for the second year running. Okay, now, cops quickly swarming in, and they use this to gobble up. Who wrote this? To gobble up and roughly arrest 25 individuals. So at first when you're reading that, you're thinking roughly 25, right? There was roughly 25 people there. That was my immediate thought. If that was your immediate thought, you're wrong. Okay? They're not saying there were roughly 25 people arrested, right? Like if they don't have an exact number. That's not what they're saying. What they're saying is these people were arrested in a rough manner. Yes. Yes, that's what they're saying. Are you wondering whether or not the police pulled out their weapons or anything? They did not. We have all the photos. We have the video. No weapons. Nothing pulled. At 9:25 a.m., this is when it all went down. And the cops, luckily they're in New York, they had all these protesters up and out of the way within 6 minutes. Again, shout out to all our first responders for doing the job that many of us do not want to do. And you know what? I have to be honest with you. And this is just me because I'm not a nice person. You know that by now. I know. I'm not going to cover that up anymore. Brian, the producer, saying, yeah, that's true. You know that by now. I'm not nice. You know, I'm not nice. But for me, I would really rough these people up if they were sitting in the middle of the parade. I would. Because you got all these kids out there, right? This is their first time. They saw the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade on TV. They've heard everybody talk about it. They traveled to New York City. They could have been traveling from Alabama, where have you. They're there. They're excited. I mean, this is an exciting experience, right? And then you got these people sitting in the middle of the road. Look, you know, I have an 8-year-old daughter. If my 8-year-old was standing there, she's excited to see, you know, somebody like Mariah Carey come down in a float. You best believe I'm roughing these people Get out of the way, okay? Get out of the way. Well, anyways, The New York Post, they did say that the 25 protesters, they were taken away, quote unquote, they put in quotations, without incident. But they did note, they said, some people were roughly flipped on their stomachs. I swear to God, this is what's written here. Roughly hauled off. Some people probably most likely skinned their knees. This is the New York Post. I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't care. When you sign up to protest in the middle of a parade in the street, you just signed up to get roughed up. Okay? Because there's no polite way that I can move you. Mind you, this is just like many protesters that sit in the middle of some street. They're sitting down. They've got their arms locked. If you haven't seen the photos here, they all have on COVID masks. That's another thing. COVID really brought those masks out, and people use them all the time to hide their identity. I know there are some places in the country now where they, like, you can't wear, like, the ski masks, and you can't wear certain masks, you know, but they haven't done anything about the COVID mask because people are like, oh, I still want to wear them. I'm not saying they should be outlawed, but we're still allowing people to mask their identity when they're doing stupid stuff like this. And I think they should be shamed. I think their employers should see exactly what they're doing. If you want to take part in calling for the genocide of Jews, because let's be honest, they're talking about it's the genocide of Palestinians. Well, if it is, you're pointing your finger at the wrong people. Hamas is the problem. Hamas. The Palestinians allowed Hamas to completely take over, tell them what to do for years, right? They've been doing this for years. They've been there for years. And so now Hamas has escalated things and they're attacking Israel, but you're upset that Israel's defending themselves. What you should be upset with, protesters, is that the Palestinians, they didn't defend themselves against Hamas. You have the anger in the wrong direction. The wrong direction. But I do, again, I appreciate the NYPD. They got them up and out of there pretty quickly. And they arrested all of them, by the way. It wasn't like, oh, well, I'm going to arrest this one because they fought back or this and that. No, they said, everybody get in a van. Get in a van. You're going downtown. I love it. This is how you should respond. The fact that we allowed them to do whatever they wanted on college campuses, I mean, we saw them at Johns Hopkins, right? They were at Columbia University. They were taking over buildings. They were like, oh, no, we're not leaving. Also, can you bring us some food? Remember that? Oh, man. I am so sick of these people. I really am. I really am. And a lot of times, it's individuals that really have no idea. Like, they've never, ever, ever been to Israel. A lot of them never been out of the country. They get indoctrinated, right? They hear these things at schools, or they sign up with some of these ridiculous groups. And then all of a sudden, they're protesting with them. Sometimes they're getting paid to protest with them. And then, you know, when people point out the facts here, they're like, oh, no, that can't be. No, you're just an idiot. Or you will just do anything for money, because that's what it comes down to. You obviously don't understand what's going on here. New York Post, as I said, the way that they reported on this is just ridiculous. They also said protesters could be seen being forcibly pried away in handcuffs. How do you think people get arrested, New York Post? Do you think the police go up to them and say, hi, kind sir, I know you're protesting here, but you're holding up the entire parade and ruining the day for millions of people. But if you could, just turn around and put your hands behind your back. And do you think you could slip your own arms into these cuffs? We would really appreciate it. No. No, I would have done more. This is why I can never be a police officer. I would be reprimanded right there on the job. Kim, yeah, so we heard that you gave chase to these juvenile carjackers. First and foremost, you know, we're not allowed to give chase. I said, oh, no, I would say, they're getting away. They were getting away. I needed to get them. Yeah, you're not allowed to give chase. And then it says here that then you blew out their tires using bullets from your gun. Yeah. So I was given chase and they wouldn't slow down. So I thought, you know what? Let's slow them down. Right? I couldn't be a cop for more than one day. I would just be done. I would be done. The fact that the police use so much restraint on a daily basis, I commend you. Right? Your job is already, you got to have so much courage to do the job. But then at the same time, you've got to restrain yourself and your personal emotions and your personal opinions on how you feel about these criminals. And you still do it. I couldn't do it. I'd shoot out the tires. Then if the kids got out, if I saw one flash of a weapon, everybody's going down. Everybody's going down. I wouldn't take the chance. That's why I said I could never be a police officer. As you guys know, my daughter Olivia, she wants to be a police officer when she gets older. And, you know, she's somebody that I could see that could have the restraint. I don't know. You know, she's still only 8 years old. But she's pretty patient. She's a good kid. But I couldn't do it. I guess I'm too much of a hothead. I am. Well, anyways, to the New York Post that wrote this, wrote this article, this is ridiculous. And yes, if you're going to protest in the middle of the Macy's Day Parade and you want to stop traffic completely and disrupt a tradition that we have here in this country for millions of people, you best believe you're going to get roughed up as you're getting arrested. I would expect nothing less. Nothing less. Now, of course, Mayor Eric Adams, he was asked about the way the protesters were taken out of there. He had no comment. Good for you. Good for you, Mayor. Good for you. This is ridiculous. You know, I'm so tired tiptoeing around people. And this is what's so crazy about it. Again, like I said, go to Gaza. Go to Israel. Why are you here protesting here? What do you want us to do about it? What do they want? Does anybody know what their demand is? It kind of reminds me of Colin Kaepernick's protest. Remember he had the whole thing where he was kneeling on the football field? And they were like, oh, we want, you know, they would never tell us exactly what their list of demands were. And, you know, it was just like, oh, there's police brutality. Okay, so now, what would you like to be done about it? Well, first of all, you know, and then they said they wanted to defund the police. And then when it came up with that, it was like, well, wait a minute. You just said that you wanted police to be better trained. If you want better training and more resources, that's more money. So what you're saying contradicts what you're actually, you know, what you told us would help out in this situation. But they never really gave us a list saying, okay, this is where we see fit. You know, there was really nothing there. There was nothing there. And so I kept watching. I was, you know, even at the time, I was saying, I politely watched what was going on. I wasn't going to judge Colin Kaepernick for taking that stand on the field. I know many people didn't like it. He had a lot of people that supported the fact that he knelt on the field. So I said, all right, there's a large amount of people that believe that police brutality is out of control in this country. You know, I'm willing to listen and to understand exactly what they're talking about. And I sat there for months trying to understand. And I thought, maybe I'm just a little slow. Could be. That's a major possibility. Or they're not really telling us exactly what it is. Maybe a lot of this is for attention. Maybe a lot of this is just to disrupt. I don't know. But it didn't seem like anybody had a real clue on how to solve the issue they swore up and down that we had. Meanwhile, you know for a fact that police officers on a daily basis are heroes. Do we hear about all those heroic acts? No, we don't. Do we hear about something when a cop goes rogue or something happens out of the ordinary? And, yeah, that's when we hear about it. But we don't hear about the heroic acts that happen on a daily basis. So anyways, if you missed it, there was a protest there at the Macy's Day Parade. Mayor Eric Adams, New York Police, they handled it very well. And applause to them. You know, usually I talk about, you know, negative things and how I disagree. But today, I'm telling you how I agree and how I believe they did a fantastic job. And as you know, Mayor Eric Adams is a Democrat. But I think he did a great job here. All right, coming up next, I'm going to play a little audio for you. Not sure if you heard, but there are more Republican women becoming gun owners. And it kind of goes along with the guests that we have coming up at the top of the hour. So stay right there.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability
experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at AAIAudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
If you've tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of the highest quality made in America. The CBD from the Trusted Lab is lab tested and all natural, and now to get an extra 30% off their Black Friday deals. Shop today for 30% off at thetrustedlab.com.
Children are placed in foster care through no fault of their own. Because of abuse or neglect, it's heartbreaking.
We were just left in a hotel.
Tay and his brothers were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. But more than 100,000 children in the U.S. are still waiting for a family.
Now that I'm adopted, I can focus on being a kid.
Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we got special guests coming in studio. They are live here at WCBM. I always know when they're in the building, right? I know when they're around because they bring, like, the party with them. You guys have no idea. MR Tactical is here today. And if you ever hung out with these guys, you always have a good time. Always a good time. So they'll be in the studio. And what they're going to be talking about is kind of what I have in this clip for you. If you missed a lot of the reports here, and I've seen it everywhere, whether it's Newsmax, Fox News, even CNN, many people are talking about the fact that more Republican women are becoming gun owners. Okay? This is huge. This is huge. And I, again, it's not just about women as well. If you are looking to become a gun owner, if you want to start going to gun ranges and really getting up to speed and knowledgeable about this, as we talked about last week, the legislator in Annapolis, they're not coming to help you. They're not going to save you. You're going to have to save yourself. We've talked time and time again how they have been passing laws and all these progressive policies that do not work in our best interest and are making it more dangerous on the streets for average Americans. That is a fact. We saw it just yesterday at Towson Town Center. I guess, no, that was Wednesday, right? Wednesday. Yesterday was Thanksgiving. Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, you had a couple that was carjacked at gunpoint at the Cheesecake Factory, and then there was also a robbery inside the mall. It didn't say whether or not a weapon was used there. But then you also had the shooting in Pikesville, and of course there's been stabbings at the Towson Town Center. There was a shooting not too long ago, and I looked it up too. It was like right outside of one of the doorways there at Towson Town Center a couple months ago. And so we're in a situation now, and of course all of the violence happening in Baltimore City. You see an uptick in Howard County, Harford County, of course Baltimore County. And so I just say, why don't we just make sure that we can protect ourselves? Right now I want you to hear some audio because, again, this is a national story. Take a listen.
I'm a new mom myself, so I understand what's motivating these women. It's to ultimately be able to protect themselves and protect their families. My name is Katie Pointer-Bainey, and I am the Managing Director of Government Affairs for the USCCA and Delta Defense. The Gallup poll was interesting. I think it really confirmed what we are seeing, what the USCCA is seeing across the country. We have over 10,000 certified instructors who are teaching classes daily across the country. And we have heard from our instructors, we've heard in classes, that they are seeing a dramatic rise in women attending the classes, younger women, new moms. And I think it's no surprise that when women go and purchase a gun, they want to get training immediately. And so what the Gallup poll showed is really what we've seen reflected in our classes across the country, that there is a rise in women owning a firearm. I think crime is the primary motivator because ultimately we feel unsafe.
And that is it. It's just that plain and simple. And as a mother myself, I know for a fact that when it comes down to it, it's going to be me. It's going to be me protecting myself and my daughter. And so I want to be prepared. I want to be trained. I want all those things. Now, I will say, because, you know, I've been to a few gun ranges. I will say, I do better when the gun range is outdoors. That's not everybody. But for some reason, I can just hear very well. And it's really been a curse, actually. But I do know that they have customized, there's a way where you can get customized, the cancellation headphones? Is that what you say for, what is that, was that how you call, I don't know. MR Tactical is here. They'll let me know. They'll let me know what they're called. But, you know, that's what it comes down to. People want to protect themselves and their families. And it's to the point now where I'm not going to take any chances. I can't take any chances. And so I'm glad to see that more women are protecting themselves. And this kind of flies in the face of what progressive and Democrats have been telling us for the past, I'd say, 10 years. They keep talking about more gun control. You know, even in Baltimore City, they took the guns from the school resource officers because Councilman Zeke Cohen and others said, oh, well, the kids are so traumatized because they're carrying guns on their hips. First of all, that's not true at all. But secondly, when you see an uptick in women getting guns, because typically that's not what we do. Well, you see that uptick, it is because we fear the danger way more than we fear having a gun ourselves or seeing a weapon ourselves. We're also going to talk about some of the new safes and everything that are out there to also keep your gun in. You know, what a great Christmas gift that would be. You think there's a Black Friday sale on gun safes? I bet there is. I bet there is. All right, coming up next, we'll be joined live in studio with MR Tactical. If you want to call in and ask them any questions, you can. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. You're in for a treat. Coming up next.
How would you like to finally lose all those unwanted pounds quickly without spending thousands on painful injections or prescriptions? Hi, it's Donna Simpson, health and wellness expert. You probably know someone that is using Ozempic, the hottest diet craze in the country. Everyone knows about this prescription injection. Celebs use it to look their best. The problem is most of us can't afford Ozempic, and these injections can be so uncomfortable. Now you can lose the weight just as easily, but with no needles, no expensive prices, no side effects, and no worries. You need to try Lozempic, a new miracle weight loss breakthrough that performs so well it's been called nature's Ozempic. Lozempic is an easy-to-take diet pill now available without a prescription, being used by thousands to get rid of those unwanted pounds. So call now and find out how to get a free bottle.
To find out how to get your free bottle of Lozempic, call 800-686-2430, 800-686-2430. Free bottles for limited time, so call 800-686-2430. That's 800-686-2430.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. On this Black Friday, considered the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season, some retailers have been going out of their way to get people off the computer and into their stores.
The Mall of America was planning to hand out $25 gift cards to the first 200 shoppers in line. Target's offering a Taylor Swift book and album combo to in-store shoppers a full day before online buyers. Circana Research says companies want shoppers inside the stores because they're three times more likely there to make impulse buys.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. Despite the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire in Lebanon, Israel's military is telling some Lebanese civilians, you can't go home again, at least not yet.
While this ceasefire remains intact, it is very fragile, and we have got both sides accusing each other of violating the terms of the agreement. Certainly, that's what Lebanese army officials, what the Hezbollah lawmakers have been saying when it comes to Israel, that these are just citizens, they say, that want to return to their homes in the south. The Israeli military has this morning published this map. It shows a red zone in the south of Lebanon all along the border with Israel, covering about 60 villages there, and it tells people not to return to that zone, saying that if they do so, they'll put themselves in danger.
The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem. British lawmakers have given preliminary approval to a bill that would help terminally ill adults and their lives in England and Wales. The so-called assisted dying bill passed today on a vote of 330 to 275 following an impassioned parliamentary debate. Stocks higher on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 192 points. NASDAQ ahead 131. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Long time, long time.
as my old friend.
From Angel Studios comes Bonhoeffer, based on the powerful true story of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. As the Nazis tighten their grip on Germany, Bonhoeffer joins a deadly plot to assassinate Hitler, risking his faith and fate to save millions of Jews from genocide.
You will go to England as a spy.
I'm ready to meet my destiny.
Bonhoeffer, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Exclusively in theaters now. Go to angel.com/Bonhoeffer.
G'day to you, it's Joel Luke here with For King and Country, and we're bringing our drummer boy Christmas live experience to a big screen near you.
It's a cinematic concept film that will usher in the birth of Jesus like never before.
For King and Country, a Drummer Boy Christmas Live in theaters December 5th through 9th. So light up that Christmas tree
and let us celebrate the greatest news this world has ever known.
For King and Country, a Drummer Boy Christmas. Tickets, showtimes, and locations available now at forkingandcountry.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland State Highway Administration is advising drivers about some upcoming work on the bridge over the Liberty Reservoir in Carroll County. Beginning Monday, crews will be performing maintenance work on abutment seals on the Route 26 bridge over the reservoir near the Baltimore County line. There will be lane closures on the bridge and a flagging operation will be in place between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. for about a week. Drivers should expect delays and allow for extra travel time or take an alternative. City police are investigating a Thanksgiving Day shooting in northwest Baltimore. The 36-year-old victim turned up at a hospital at around 3:30 yesterday afternoon with a gunshot wound to the leg. When police arrived, the victim told officers that someone shot him as he was walking into a carryout, but the location has not been determined. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to call police. Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
College football's rivalry week is underway. Navy plays East Carolina on the road today. Virginia Tech, Virginia, and Maryland play tomorrow. Virginia Tech faces Virginia for the Commonwealth Cup. Both teams are 5-6, meaning a spot in a bowl game is up for grabs. Elsewhere, Maryland wraps up its season at fourth-ranked Penn State. At 11:05, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds will stream in today. There may be a little bit of patchy drizzle with a high of 48. It will feel colder as winds gust in from the west and clear and breezy tonight with a low in the mid to upper 20s. For the weekend, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a high temperature near 39 Saturday, and then a high topping out in the low 40s on Sunday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 42 in Bel Air, 46 in Halthorpe, and 44 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Black Friday. I hope you're out there getting some great deals. If you see anything that I would like, you can always send it to WCBM. I accept gifts at all times. No, I'm really happy today because we have some great guests in studio. Real quick, if you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We've been talking about the crime, the violence, unfortunately a carjacking at the Cheesecake Factory, the shooting in Pikesville. And, of course, we were talking about some national politics and how President Trump is already changing what's going on across the world. Even Putin, the president of Russia, says that President Trump will find a solution to the Ukrainian war, and I do believe that. But right now, we're going to talk about some local issues, and we're also going to talk about why more Republican women are becoming gun owners. And we got to really understand exactly what we can and cannot do here in the state of Maryland, because the last thing you want is to go to protect yourself but also end up breaking a law, because we are the law-abiding citizens. That's where we sit. In studio live with me, I have MR Tactical. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Kim.
How are you guys doing?
So far, so good on a Black Friday.
Yes. Are you guys going to go shopping today?
No.
Absolutely not. In unison there. Yeah, no, I don't blame you. If I could get you guys to introduce yourselves and let us know how MR Tactical came to be and what the mission is.
So, we're all local police, here in Maryland. We got into this basically because the quality of training across the state was a little shady back in when the Bruin case came through. It changed all the laws throughout the country. The trainers that were coming up were basically using it as a cash grab, and we were being called afterwards by people that were paying a ridiculous amount of money to get their carry permits and things like that, and they weren't teaching them anything. So as police, we got into police work to help people. So we're obviously passionate about that, and we use this platform basically to educate people, skill them with their firearms so that they can protect themselves and their family. And we just have been on a roll since then, and it really gives us a chance to give back to the people that we want to serve. So I've been a police officer for 25 years. I've been a competitive shooter for almost 30 years. I could list a whole bunch of accreditations that would just bore people. But using that platform to help citizens defend themselves, especially now with the crime rates, that statistically it doesn't show the accurate depiction of what the crime actually is. You know, there's a whole push to say that their crime's down. I would say that most of us would argue that because we can feel that the crime is not down. You know, right. with the Towson stuff you were talking about, the Pikesville stuff, there's plenty of other things throughout the state that you're just not reading about. So it gives us a piece to give back to the people, you know, to actually protect themselves and their family.
Yeah, and I will say I met you guys because I was at an event with the Republican Women of Baltimore mm-hmm. County, and you guys were there. Do you work with a lot of groups, especially like we're talking about women that are becoming more gun owners? Are you seeing an uptick in women?
So when we actually started getting into this, it was more we loved focusing on the women themselves. Nobody was really catering to women, and we feel women predominantly are better shooters than men, but nobody was actually taking the time to train them. So we figured, you know what, let's get out here and hopefully get a bunch of women in. And we've had so many over the past couple of years that have called us nonstop just thanking us because they feel more protected. So one of the biggest groups was the Women's Republican Committee for Maryland, and they've been great. They've been great to us, and obviously we met you through them, so we couldn't be happier about that. But
and understanding the threat towards women is different than the threat towards us men. You know, a woman's concerns are a lot different than men's. Unfortunately, we stand on the fact that women need to be better trained, and they need more training, and they need to be more proficient. Because size for size, you know, they need to have the great equalizer, and that equalizer is being able to be skillful with your firearm and knowledge to be able to use that to even the playing field, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I will say, I think it was you guys that told me that, because I have a hearing problem where I can literally hear mice, you know, five houses away. Like, I can just hear everything. But I think you guys told me that I should be at an outdoor range versus an indoor range. And I'll tell you, I went not too long ago to an outdoor range. I was at an event in Massachusetts. And I remembered talking to you guys about it. And I was like, wait a minute, this I can do. This I can do. So there are some differences. I guess I have another question for you, because you talked about women and how we have different needs. One of the big fears that I have is being in a situation where a guy, you know, obviously larger than me, could end up taking my weapon from me, you know, in some kind of fight, you know, for obviously, you know, to save my life. I mean, is that something that happens often? Is there training that would help in that situation?
So there's a whole... So basically... a lot of ladies want to carry their firearm in their purse. Well, that's probably the worst place that you can carry it. We don't advise that. If that's the best you got and that's the last resort, then absolutely. It's better than nothing. But with women, we have some things like, you know, women have things we that us men like called curves. A firearm, how you wear your firearm is going to be different than a man. So being able to retain that firearm in like a struggle, and honestly, if somebody's that close to you, you've already lost the battle.
Okay.
Somebody shouldn't be that close to your space.
Okay.
That you, if you don't know them, why would they be in your space?
Right.
You're a little different, especially when you're on your election trail, you know, with you're out in public, and I know I talked to you about that, about, you know, being concerned with having people that, especially after what happened in Butler, PA and stuff like that, that was a concern. But that's a concern for women anywhere. You know, if you're in a grocery store, you're in a shopping mall, you're in a church. I mean, you know, years ago, Kim, we didn't have worries. The two places we could send people were, you know, church and school. Like, that was never an issue. And now you see the mass shootings and you see the violence. And a lot of that stuff doesn't get reported. I mean, we talk about a little bit of the statistics of mass shootings and being caught out in public. And actually diving into, like, how to be more situationally aware is a really key factor. The one thing I don't like to push is self-defense portion. It is a portion. The problem is, I think, my opinion is, that women who go and seek some sort of combative type of training, a self-defense training, sometimes can be a little bit maybe like a false hope.
Okay.
You know, it's very hard for someone like your stature to go against somebody like my stature and come out of that okay, you know. But, you know, if you have the great equalizer and you're skilled and trained to use it, whether it's a non-lethal form or a lethal form, that's where you have to kind of rely on. Because size for size, you know, it's just we're built differently. And
right.
We just have to accept that as a population. I know a lot of ladies will argue with me on that, but I mean, it's just the fact of the matter, and I don't want women to think that I can go take a self-defense class and I can ward off any man.
Yeah.
And day two of our actual training, we developed our own holster draw technique, and it's based around somebody, you know, getting into that close range with you. And it's, I can't tell you how many people have called us saying, oh my God, you know, the way you guys developed this actual training is unbelievable, and thank you. So day two, we go over all that stuff if somebody's trying to get too close to you and into your personal space.
Okay. Yeah, because I would think that would be a huge concern, especially for women, because, and I don't know if it's just kind of the way we are, but we do allow people sometimes a little too close. I mean, that is just we are. I mean, that's what we do. And so for me, if I was going up against somebody much larger, I know here in the state of Maryland, we do have certain laws where I guess we are not stand your ground.
No.
So if somebody larger was that close to me and then I didn't realize they were a threat and had a weapon of their own, I mean, I would think it, you know, like you said, it might be too late
right.
at that point in time. But how do you thwart that? I know you said day two of the training, you're there.
So in Maryland, you have a duty to retreat in Maryland.
Okay.
So you have to formulate some type of plan, some type of, if there's an exit, you have to take it type of thing. But if somebody is that close in your personal space, the drawing technique that we have developed really encompasses all of that in creating that personal space, in saving time to get your gun out of the holster, and then hopefully, you know, ward away that threat that is coming towards you.
And the big thing is the fight that you're going to win is the one you walk away from.
Correct.
So, like, if you're able to get away, you must get away. And the state wants you to, they want to see some sort of de-escalation, retreat. The one thing that the law actually says, though, is that it has to be safe for the person to do so. And that looks differently. You know, somebody who's 22 years old, who's, you know, running marathons, is different than the 75-year-old person who has had a life and has bad knees and a bad hip, barely gets off the couch some days.
Yeah.
That duty to retreat does look differently to the individual, and the state actually recognizes that.
Okay.
Which is valuable to us here in Maryland. And people think that getting their permit in Maryland is hard. It's actually not. It's very simple. As long as you take the training from a reputable place, that's the key thing, is the reputable place. There's about 4,000 registered instructors in the state of Maryland.
Oh.
And unfortunately, a lot of that, and it becomes a job for them. Obviously, we have careers. This is a passion for us, which makes us a little different. I will say, if you don't mind me saying so, the state police is working an uphill battle. I will say that the trooper that I know that works on making sure the proper instruction is given, Trooper Reeves, amazing guy, always willing to answer questions from instructors. He's out all the time trying to make sure instructors are teaching what they need to. The state laws here are very complicated because we're a common law state. So basically judicial decisions that have gone forth in court is what we operate on, like Crawford v. State from 1962 is Castle Doctrine here in Maryland. Most people don't even know what that is. Most police don't even know what that is. So getting that information out to people and making sure they understand that is paramount. The duty to retreat portion is very difficult because there's a lot of gray areas built into that. Just based off of case law, and there are a ton of case law out there locally from, pretty much every county in the state has had case law come forth with the duty to retreat and Castle Doctrine stuff. So there is a duty to retreat, but it's got to be safe for that person to do so. But seeing some sort of de-escalation, and, we can't be gunslingers out there. And there's a lot of misinformation in those laws. And my opinion, I think Mike would agree with me that unless you're a cop, a judge, or an attorney, you really shouldn't be talking about case law in the state of Maryland because it's very, very difficult to break down.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. If you guys want to ask any questions, we're joined in studio with MR Tactical, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You can also text us through the text line, which is right through the WCBM app. I guess my next question is, what do you guys regularly see that possibly gun owners don't take into account, even if they have the training? Is there something that usually comes up? You'll see somebody that maybe comes to you, and they've gone through training. But then they get to you, and you're like, oh, wait a minute.
We see a lot of that. Yes. I think Mike and I probably both have our differences. Not difference, but different things we've seen and analyzed from people. So.
Correct. It's one of the biggest things is, people don't understand these laws. We've had numerous people that have come through our class that have already taken other people's courses.
Okay.
And they literally would come up to us after the first hour when we take a break and say, oh, my God, I learned more with you guys than I did in 16 hours with these other people. Thank you for breaking it down to a simple way of understanding. Like Rich was saying, a lot of people cannot digest, those laws and break them down simply for people to understand. And, we do a great job at that. Rich, developed our PowerPoint presentation, and the way he's done it is great. Any normal person can literally sit down and be like, oh, my God, yeah, that makes total sense to me. And yeah. I think that's one of the biggest things that we've come across is just the amount of people that have taken these other training courses and just don't understand what they can and can't do. And
yeah.
that's the problem out there, honestly.
We see a lot of that specifically with, the Castle Doctrine.
Okay.
Which is the bare basic minimum law of even owning a firearm, understanding how you can defend your home and what qualifies as a castle. We got a lot of people that were trained previously that come through. We actually offer a specific program just for people who have been trained by someone else. Maybe they don't understand the law. Maybe they got the incorrect version of the law, which, people are, instructors were telling folks that you must retreat inside your home. That is not true.
Oh, that's not true.
No.
Crawford v. State, 1962.
Okay, so that's what I heard as well.
Yes,
nope.
That is
so that's not
absolutely
true.
Not true. Now, there are parameters. Every parameter you have to meet is that you have to feel like you're either in jeopardy of serious bodily injury and or death. Not you have to believe that you were in fear of your life in anything, whether it's duty to retreat or Castle Doctrine, but you do not have to be in you do not have to retreat inside your own home. Not under Maryland state law. There's a ton of case law out there that we go over. We literally, I hate to say it, we overbeat Castle Doctrine into people's heads because that is the bare minimum and it's not being taught in a state. It's required to be taught in a state. But a lot of people aren't, and we're there to kind of battle the misconceptions there. Like I said, Trooper Reeves has been a huge help with us developing our program to make sure that it meets, over exceeds the state minimum, because it's the state minimum isn't that hard to teach, but we get people that don't understand what Castle Doctrine is. We get military folks. We love our military. We have a special program just for our military, because in the state of Maryland, if you have a DD-214 being honorably discharged from the military, you don't need to go through the training. You don't need to go get it. You're exempt from it. The problem is most military don't handle handguns, and they operate under rules of engagement, not case law. They don't understand that. And I really think that we came up with that a while back, where running across some military folks, and there's a gentleman I ran across, hopefully he's listening, who was open carrying and before the laws changed on that. And he was a military guy, and he was exempt. And he's like, I really don't understand the laws. I don't know. And that's a disservice to our military, I think.
Wow.
I think it almost can possibly set them up for failure. So we've retrained. Well, I say we've retrained. We have trained countless military folks to get them coached up on the laws. And even, like I said, most military folks don't handle handguns. They understand how to manage recoil, which is great, but they don't understand drawing a firearm, not being under rules of engagement and actually following the laws. So there's a lot of misconceptions out there that just aren't covered in the state stuff.
Well, after this break, we'll get back to some of those. Also, I got a question here from the text line about whether or not you recommend carry insurance. We'll talk about that when we get back. In case you just missed it, we are speaking with MR Tactical. If you got a question, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with thetrustedlab.com.
We gather together in communities across the nation to remember and honor, to celebrate and support, to light the night. Join us as we lift our lanterns high in order to move toward a world free of blood cancers. Join us as we light the night for a loved one. Join us. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Our mission is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma. Our aim is to improve the quality of life of patients and their families. Join us. We are LLS, and when we walk, cancer runs. Join your community and help bring light to the darkness of cancer. Join us as we light the night. Find your local event at lightthenight.org. That's lightthenight.org.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Ellis. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors every Saturday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The news and sports you want, timely and accurate traffic and weather, and the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning to you. A special treat live in studio. MR Tactical is here. Guys, real quick before we start answering some questions, what is your website? How can people follow you on social media?
So we are MR Tactical, LLC.com. We have Facebook. A lot of our private lessons that we do are posted on there, as long as the people are okay with us posting it. You can find us on Facebook at MR Tactical, LLC, or you can find us on our website at MRTacticalLLC.com.
Okay, great. Real quick, a question here. Do you guys recommend, this is from Marty, by the way, do you guys recommend carrying your carry insurance?
So we actually have two companies that come out to our classes and give their little presentations on their different types of carry insurance. We firmly believe that it's an important thing. You know, most of these companies out there, you can carry insurance for yourself and your family, God forbid if you ever have to use your firearm. And sometimes it's a lot cheaper than even paying your Netflix subscription every month. And it's just peace of mind. You know, if you're going out there and, God forbid, you have to be involved in a situation, you know that you're covered. And the nicer part about it is, too, is if you have any questions, you can call these companies and say, hey, this is what's on my mind. If this happens, you know, what am I covered for? And they're more than happy to answer that for you. So I think it's a very important thing that everybody should
carry it.
Carry it, yes.
And even with that, if I could add to it,
sure.
The nice thing is with a lot of these companies, one, whoever you choose, make sure that when you call that company after, God forbid, you had an incident, that you're talking to an attorney, not a mediator. That mediator does not enjoy the attorney-client privilege, so they can actually be, you know, subpoenaed against you. Their records could be subpoenaed against you. They could be summoned to court against you. Make sure that you're actually talking to an attorney. And a lot of these places do offer an attorney available to you within like 45 minutes of any incident, which is really nice and things to look into when you're shopping for that insurance.
And it's not just Maryland-based. It's, you know, countrywide. So if you were, you know, in another state and something happened, not even firearm-related, even a physical altercation, you can still call them and have an attorney.
And especially some of the things, I'm sure we were inundated with, President Trump's comment about making a national carry permit. Where basically, that's, I don't know if you've seen that, but it was one of the statements he made about that's one of his goals is to make it a nationwide permit, just like your driver's license, that you can travel outside of your state. Most people don't realize right now in Maryland, I think 34 states right now recognize your carry permit under reciprocity. He wants to make that nationwide, but you're probably going to be under the laws of that state. With that insurance, you can call your attorney for free and say, hey, I'm going to, you know, Florida, what are the carry laws? And they can actually tell you what the laws are there. So it has a lot of benefit. And for the money, it's safety. It's a big safety net.
Peace of mind, for sure.
Okay, great. Real quick, got another question. Also, we are going to open up the phone lines. I got people calling in already. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Robert would like to know if you guys recommend that men and women should also receive training on how to use pepper guns.
So I don't think that's a bad idea. You have to take into account, first off, you have to be situationally aware. What are you doing? Where are you going? And what could that threat be? If somebody's coming at you with a knife, a gun, something that's an immediate threat, no. You know, you don't want to risk.
It's not gonna work. Yeah.
You don't want to risk a taser, a pepper ball, you know, something like that. And there are certain cultures that are kind of immune to that pepper spray. We as police officers have used our pepper spray on folks that will wipe it off and look at you and say, is that all you got? So you don't want your life to be on the other end of that. Do I think a less lethal option is always something to pursue? Of course. Nobody wants to go out and kill anybody.
Right.
And if you do, you're probably not eligible in your criminal background to receive a carry permit. Nobody wants to do that. But at the end of the day, your responsibility is to stop their threat. Nobody wants to kill anybody. Nobody's pulling out a firearm to kill someone. And statistically speaking, about 92% of the time if a firearm is presented, that's enough to stop the threat. So only 8% of the time is a firearm actually used to kill their attacker.
And that's nationwide.
Yeah, that's a national stat. So I think there's always an option and something that you should explore. You know, some people say, when the riots and things were going down, we got a lot of questions about, you know, what can I do inside my car if I get stuck? And that in and of itself, you know, people were saying bear spray, things like that. It's always a good option, but, you know, not something I would trust my life to if it was my life on the line.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. All right, coming up next, I got Ruby in Westminster on line one. I got somebody else on line two here. We'll get to you soon, Ruby. If you want to call in and ask MR Tactical a question, it's 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With temperatures plunging as winter approaches, Russia has been pounding Ukraine's power grid. Attacks that have left hundreds of thousands of people without electricity and heat. The Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire in its third day. Yesterday, Israeli warplanes fired on what Israel identified as a Hezbollah rocket storage site in southern Lebanon. It was an emotional debate in the British Parliament over a so-called right to die bill. It would allow terminally ill people in England and Wales to end their lives. The bill has received preliminary approval from lawmakers. It's Black Friday, historically a huge shopping day, and this year comes at a time when the U.S. economy keeps humming right along. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 253 points, the Nasdaq ahead 152, and the S&P trading 35 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Temperatures will trend colder behind the front end of the start of the weekend. The high today around 48 with increasing clouds. There may be a little bit of drizzle developing, and some of the wind gusts from the west may hit 20 to 25 miles per hour. It still will be windy tonight under a clear sky with a low dipping down to 27. For Saturday tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and windy with a high of 39. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low in the mid-20s. And for Sunday to wrap up the weekend, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high near 43. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Veterans exposed to toxins while serving at home or abroad may now be eligible for VA care and benefits. Apply now to get the best, most affordable care for veterans and monthly disability payments. Visit choose.va.gov.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
Good morning. First of all, I hope that you're out there getting some great deals if you are shopping today for Black Friday. If you see something really good and you know that I would love it, again, send it right over to WCBM. I'm not going to return it. Thank you so much in advance. This morning, we are joined live in studio by my friends with MR Tactical. And if you want to ask a question, we got people online here that do want to ask you guys a question about carrying permits, about concealed and carry and insurance, of course. Please just ask them because they are very knowledgeable. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I got Ruby in Westminster on line one. Ruby, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. I agree with pretty much everything the gentlemen are saying. I'm a huge proponent of training, not just the 16-hour course to get the permit initially, but ongoing continuous training and practice. My only small beef is when you said that Maryland, it's an easy permit to get. I would only say there's a lot of hoops to jump through. You have to get live scan fingerprints. You have to have the 16-hour training course. An easy permit to get is the state of Pennsylvania, where you fill out the application and pay your $20, I think it is, and you get your picture taken, and you have your permit. But that's the only thing I have to differ with you guys. Other than that,
Ruby, I totally...
I know people that have trained with you guys, and you're very reputable.
Thank you.
And Ruby, I will absolutely agree with you. And we tell people that, if you've known the people that went through, is easy is maybe, you're correct, that's probably a misspoken on my end. It's easier than people think is what I should have said. One thing that we do, and taking note that we know people's time is the most valuable. People just don't have the time with work schedules and kids. We actually have a live scan company that comes to us on day one. It does everybody's live scan cheaper than everywhere else. Shout out to my fingerprint guy. They come in on day one. That way, we're a one-stop shop. You come in, you take your class. We have a live scan place right there. We provide the service for free. They just charge you to upload it to the state police and make it as easy as possible. That's just something that we're there to try to make it as easy as possible. We don't charge people to help out with their portals and things like that, like other places. We want people to be as streamlined as they can. So I appreciate that. And absolutely, concurrent training. That's why we got into the private lessons. Mike and I were huge. We tell people straight out that 16 hours isn't enough. We can't send somebody through a 16-hour course. We run rotations. We have 11 instructors that are all police, except for, if I don't say this, he'll yell at me, one guy who's an amazing guy, David. He's a retired fire EMS guy.
Don't hold it again.
He's the only guy that's not, but he is a national instructor with us. And
we have the best team out there.
We do, and we try to make it as easy as possible, but we tell people, even when you go through our course, you end up getting about 40 hours of training the way we run our rotations, crammed into a 16-hour course.
It's a lot.
I mean, we feed you. We don't stop the train. We get as much information out there. So
if
absolutely.
I can add real quick, shooting is a perishable skill. So we tell everybody that comes through our classes, the bare minimum that you should be practicing is at least once a month, and that's bare minimum. It's a skill that if you don't keep, you know, going and practicing, you'll lose it over time. And, you know, you have to stay up on your training. That's the most important part.
Yeah. Well, Ruby, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Ruby.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great holiday weekend. Guys, real quick, if you can let us know your website again and how people can follow you.
Sure. It's mrtacticalllc.com, and that's through Facebook and our webpage. If you want, go on our Facebook page and, you know, subscribe, and you'll see all of our training updates and things like that, and even the people that do our personal training.
Yeah.
You can see them.
Our videos are legendary, as Kim can probably tell you from our
parody
video. Stay tuned. We'll have a funny Christmas parody video coming out. But also, when you go onto our website, it will prompt you to fill in your email address. We do not sell that. We do not spam that. A lot of people, again, time and schedules and life happens. We use that for our own knowledge so that when we have specialized courses or we have law updates or we are posting our new upcoming classes or events that we attend, we use that to get a mass email out to our folks. Like when SB1 came into effect, people had to know that, like back in 2023.
Huge.
And it was a massive change. There was some good in it, believe it or not, that nobody talked about, but there was a lot of bad in it. And we were required, our people are required to know those laws. So we use that. Obviously, you know our personality. We're not sticks in the mud.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to laugh. We're going to bring the party. We're going to have a good time. That's the best way to learn. And with that, getting that information out through email. We did a fun shoot. I'm sure people listening were part of that, and update them on the laws with it. So we had fun while we taught the laws, but it's important to get that information out. So if they do register their email, we don't send out a ton of emails. Like if you get one or two a month, it'd be a lot. But that's a way for us to get in that constant contact.
Just keep
keep them updated, especially with the law stuff right now.
Oh, yeah. No, that is important. I've got Arthur in Baltimore. Arthur, did you want to ask the guys a question?
Do I want to make a couple comments and then ask a question? By the way, it's nice to see hear you back on the radio again.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
The first thing is this. The insurance that I've encountered, it's not really insurance in the true sense of the word. They're shared risk policies. And I'm a little concerned about that. Another thing I wanted to bring up is if you have to bandage a gun, that is show it. I've had to do that. I've done that twice to get people to back away certain circumstances.
92%.
Third is if you, that you might be able to discuss, is the protection of another person.
Correct. That was one of the good things that came out of the SB1 update.
Yep.
Arthur, I am so glad that you brought that up.
Yes.
Yes, the insurance thing, there are multi-tiers.
The force goes to the castle doctrine because what you're mentioning in here, it might give somebody the wrong impression, because somebody comes on your lawn, is on your property.
That's completely different.
Doesn't necessarily mean that you can fire at them.
Correct.
Absolutely not. Right. And castle is your home. That's why we're talking about the duty to retreat inside your home is not a thing.
Inside the home.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, Arthur, thank you. I appreciate you. If you want to continue to listen, we'll get the guys to respond to that. And that's a little bit my fault, because we were talking about the castle doctrine and then we didn't get into what that really means.
Yeah,
so maybe
we should
do that now. And Arthur's right. That was my fault, Arthur.
It's and castle doctrine under the Crawford v. State 1962. It happened in Baltimore. We bore you with the case law in class, just so you know and you can see the factual information. But no, your property, things like that, even your garage does not necessarily qualify as your castle. Your castle's your home, but not property. Certain states, like there are certain states out there that, you know, have different laws, but in Maryland, your castle is your home. It doesn't necessarily have to be your home. I could be at Mike's beach house or something, and I can protect that with my family as my castle if that's where I'm residing, but it doesn't protect property. And then under no way, shape, or form in the state of Maryland can you take a life to protect your property, speaking of property.
Correct.
You cannot take a life to protect property. You can only take a life to protect a life, and that's just it. Now, he brought up a really great point, and I appreciate that, Arthur, is with the protection of others. So that's technically always been on the books, but people didn't understand that. Now, with SB1, one of the amazing things that came out of SB1, and I can't believe I'm saying that something amazing came out of it, but it did, and they actually put in the state law a clause of protection of others. Now, there's some things that you have to meet in that, but there is a clause here in Maryland that people don't understand that we can act. You're not obligated as police officers. We have a duty to intervene.
Yeah.
But as civilians, you don't have a duty to. But there is actually a portion of our laws that are on the books right now that there is, you know, an ability for you to protect others with the training. And there's a lot of things that go into that. It's not that simple, but there is that clause there. And
it's nice.
You see the crime rates like you talked to in Towson and things like that. You know, there's last statistic I saw, there's 350-ish thousand permit holders in the state of Maryland.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of almost needed in today's standards because the national shortage in policing. You know, the misconception, I heard you say it all the time, and we talked about it before, where the government's not coming to save you.
Yeah.
You know, the police will do their best to get there, but there's just such a shortage in the response times.
Right.
You know, if you're fighting for your life for a minute, that's a long time.
Long
15
time.
Minutes is an eternity.
Right.
You know, for the police response. And it has increased because of the shortage in police nationwide. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Wow. And I guess if you're protecting someone else, this is why it probably would be important to carry your insurance. Because I'm sure as soon as the cops arrive on scene, that's probably the first thing you're going to ask for.
Well, and the insurance, like he was talking about with that, there are different levels of insurance. There's a right to an attorney kind of thing, which you want an attorney that specializes in Second Amendment right stuff. You can have great business attorneys or great other attorneys. You want people that specialize in that to represent you, that understand the Second Amendment, that
Correct.
Work with, different agencies or organizations throughout the country, specifically for those gun laws. And he is correct. There is insurance, and then there's legal coverage. And a lot of those companies have a broad band. There's so many different policies. And you have to do your research. Do
Correct.
Not just jump on one because your buddy said this company's the best in the world or that company's the best in the world.
Sure.
Read the fine print because a lot of times some of these companies can write themselves out of covering you because they're a business. They're all attorneys. They know how to write that to cover them.
Okay.
So just read the fine print.
All right. Nice to know. Again, we're in the studio with MR Tactical. And you heard that, guys. Don't call your divorce lawyer when you got a problem with a gun. It's not going to work out. I got Nancy and Severin. Nancy, did you have a question for the guys?
My neck of the woods.
I sure do. And Kim, I just want to reiterate that, it's nice to hear you back on the air again.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, for the gentleman, if you have a wear and carry permit and you're stopped by a policeman on the road for any particular reason, is there any protocol that would be best to follow? Like, should you show your license as well as your driver's license?
So,
should you bring it up that you have a wear and carry license? Or what's the best approach?
So, Nancy, thank you for that question. Yeah, we tell everybody in our classes that your concealed carry card is the exact same size as your driver's license for Maryland. So when that officer comes up to your window, hand them both. That way they can see, okay, this person is obviously doing the right thing. Traffic stops for police officers is one of the most dangerous parts of our job. So not only is our attention a little high, obviously you, and even me being a cop for 18 years, if I see the red and blue lights behind me, my heart rate starts to go up a little bit. And, you know, I do this for a living. So I can only imagine what normal citizens go through. But have that conversation with that police officer. You're an adult. Have a conversation. It's not, you know, the end of the world. Just have that conversation with them and say, you know, here's, you know, my carry permit. And a lot of good things can come with that. Being a police officer, if I see, especially like Kim, if I pulled you over and you hand me your concealed carry card, I'm going to be like, no way, really? You have your concealed carry? That's awesome. You know, what kind of gun do you have? Blah, blah, blah. And it starts, you know, that.
Starts a conversation.
Yeah. And it brings everybody's tensions down a little bit. And us as police, we know that since you've had to go through all this training and the background checks and everything else to get your license, we know that you're a good citizen. You're not out there breaking the law. So it lessens our tensions with you. Even if you aren't caring at the time, hand them that card, because it starts that conversation and brings everybody's tensions down to a minimum, and it makes it nicer on the traffic stuff.
And the one thing to add to that is, so as police, we're trained to watch. When we're pulling you over, we're watching your hands, we're watching your motion. We call it a furtive movement, and that's for our safety. That's what we're trained to do. So I will probably separate some stereotypes here and probably get in trouble for this, but men generally carry wallets. Some ladies, but men definitely carry wallets. Usually we can get to our IDs and carry permits relatively easy. Now, we love you moms out there, but sometimes you have these purses that have snacks from 1972 in there, which we appreciate because we get hungry.
Yes, we do.
But sometimes you can't get to your permit as quickly. It's just, if it's available, it's available. True. If you have a firearm on you, then you keep your hands on the steering wheel. Just be respectful. Officer, you know, I have a legally owned firearm in my vehicle. You know, I'm a legal carry, permit holder. Just don't go reaching for things.
Yeah.
And just let the officer dictate to you. I mean, even as off-duty police, this is hard to swallow because, sometimes police can be hard-headed, too. I know that's shocking, but we can be. And even off-duty, we have to
follow that direction of the uniformed
officer. So, I mean, even as a civilian, that's the easiest thing to do. Let the officer dictate it to you. Just keep yourself safe. You see the videos out there with people and the cops saying, don't reach, and they're reaching. That's not good.
Yeah, don't yell, I got a gun, when we're walking up to the car. That's a bad thing to do.
Oh. Well, Nancy, did they answer your question?
You sure did. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ms. Nancy.
I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. Have a great holiday weekend. You guys are blowing up the phone lines in here.
Hey, that's how we roll.
This is huge. Yes. Oh, my gosh. MR Tactical live in studio. Rick in Baltimore, did you have a question?
Yes, actually, I got one added with what we just discussed there. If the officer come up to your car, and then he asked to show me your gun or something, should you even touch it or just say,
No.
You grab it, because I'm not going to touch it.
Exactly. I've been in that situation as a police officer, and you know what? They can reach down there and get close to, my area there if they need to grab that gun. I don't care. I'm not touching it.
Yeah, never go.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to keep my hands on the steering wheel.
100%. That's the best thing to do. And just have a conversation. Like Mike said, it's the conversation. We're all adults. Just have a conversation.
Because his partner may be coming up on the other side of the car.
Yeah, you never know.
100%.
And you don't know what you two talked about.
Correct.
You reach for a gun,
Yeah. No, you let them dictate what they want you to do with it.
Yeah, Rick, did you have another question? That was a great one.
What I called for was, if you're carrying it in your car, I got multiple responses on this in the courses I've taken. you're carrying it in your car, and you say you got to put your seatbelt on. Why are your guns in the way? Can you take your gun off and put it down?
For sure.
Or do you have to be on your body?
So there's no. It's your vehicle,
your
and there's some misconceptions out there, and I'll be completely honest with you and the listeners. Look, statewide training for our police dealing with a legally armed citizen is slim to none.
Bare minimum.
And, we try to take our clients that come through and explain that to them and give them a better idea. Our police officers need to be better trained on how to deal with legally armed citizens. They need
Correct.
To be. It's not 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and I hate to we demonstrate what that looked like back then. We do a lot of scenario-based training where Mike and I do our acting skills, which are rather humorous.
Very good.
Whether it's a carjacking, things like that. But there's some misinformation out there that I've heard from very high-up authorities in police. They're actually incorrect, where they say that you can't carry your firearm in your car if you have a concealed carry permit. If you have a concealed carry permit, you can carry your gun in your car. Now, like you're saying, if it gets in the way of your seatbelt, can you lock it away in your car, put it somewhere in your car? Yes, absolutely. Just be careful and cognizant of, A, most negligent discharges come from holstering and unholstering your firearm. The safest way to do that would be remove the entire holster with the firearm
please.
In it, or get something in your vehicle. There's a million different options out there, different safes, different holders, different holsters. They have magnetic holsters. They have all kinds of things. You want to be as safe as possible, and you got to be, remember, you're legally bound to secure your firearm from people who can't have access to it as well. So if you're in the car with someone else and you get out to pump gas, they can't have access to it. If you have kids in your car, obviously that's a big concern. But yes, you can remove it and place it in places in your car if you need to. That doesn't violate your concealed carry.
Rick, does that answer your question?
One more. Now, when you put it, just say if you took a whole holster off, mm-hmm. or just took the gun off, does it still have to be hidden to make it concealed, or?
I would suggest that it's probably out of most common people's sight or a police officer's sight.
Yeah, the last thing you want is if you're at a stoplight or something and, you know, the guy in the big truck next to you or the woman looks down and goes, oh, my God, look at that gun sitting on the seat, and now they're calling 911. And next thing you know, you're getting pulled over on the side of the road with 10 police officers pointing guns at you. So hide it away. You know, you don't have to
keep it out of common sight.
So if somebody looks through your window, they don't just see it sitting there.
Well, Rick, thank you so much. I hope you have a great holiday weekend.
You do the same.
Thank you. So we come back. I want to get real quick a little bit on your simulator that you have that I had a chance to go in. And then, of course, we'll also get some more information about how people can sign up for your courses and all that good stuff. And then we'll go back to the phone lines. The phone lines are packed. This is crazy. All right, we'll be right back.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Navarrete Romero, 31-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, was arrested last week by the Herndon Police, charged with raping a woman on the Washington and Old Dominion Trail. Remember, you used to be able to go there safely. Same thing near Baltimore. Do you like American women not being able to go out and just take a walk without being raped and murdered by illegal? Really, Democrats? Do you understand why you lost yet?
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. This has been a fun day, and not just because I'm an amazing person, but MR Tactical live in studio. Really happy that you guys are here. Real quick, we'll get back to the phone lines because they're blowing up. But you guys, of course, please give your website information out again, your social media, and then let me know, do you have any events coming up?
We do. We actually, the next weekend, I believe it is?
7th and 8th, yep.
Yes, over at Timonium Fairgrounds Car Show. We're going to have our full setup there with our simulator and everything. Please come out. Trust me, that simulator is...
I've done the simulator. It's a lot of fun.
It's amazing. Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
But again, it's mrtacticallc.com, and then on Facebook, same thing, mrtacticallllc.
Now, you guys can't miss them. MR Tactical, they have the pink Humvees, everything.
Yes. We bring the show, as you found out.
Yes, yes. You guys are the party. Okay. It's not a party unless you're there. So let's see. Correct. We'll get back to the phone lines because we do. We have a lot of people holding on. If we don't get to your question today, don't forget you can always go to their website or go and follow them on Facebook. I've got Tom in Delaware. Tom, do you have a question? Tom, I'm so sorry if I took too long. It's probably my fault. I got Eddie in Hempstead. No. Eddie, you have a question? Eddie? Gosh. I know. It's tough. It's tough. Oh, gosh. And then we blocked the others. It's okay. It's all right. We got it. With the simulator and with other things that you guys that you offer as far as instructions and classes, if they go to your website, is that how they sign up for it? Or do they have to make a phone call? How do you do this?
The easiest way is to write on our website is the easiest way to do it. Like I said, it prompts you initially under your email. I encourage people to keep up on it. Just book a class. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We're not if they can't tell by now, we're not those guys that are here in this for the money. This is our passion. This is something we love to do. Something we've been doing for a long time and trying to get the information correct and get people trained. Like I said, help us state police and things like that. And we try to partner with the right people to help people. We have gun shops, you know, a gun shop that we used to, you know, that we use Top Gun Firearms
all the time.
Out in Bel Air. Great family business. We try to make it as easy as possible. But signing up online is the easiest and quickest way to do it. And if you have a question, email us.
Call
text us.
Yeah.
You know, we got a phone number on there. It's fine.
And I know you guys do have merch. So don't forget, you can also get the merch on the website. And then I got this new cool Tumblr here.
You like that? That's from one of our assistants, instructors, and he's actually my cousin and retired police officer. Yes. He owns JJS Woodcraft and Engraving. He made those cups there, those Trump cups. There, they thought that would be something to bring into you on Black Friday.
I love it.
So
he
does a great job. He's on Facebook and he does amazing woodwork and engraving, as you can see. And he's so cheap, it's ridiculous.
Well, what's his Facebook page?
JJS Woodcraft.
JJS Woodcraft. You guys, you got to get the Tumblr. Donald Trump, President of the United States, but it's all black.
Then he has the copper.
I'll be able to post a picture when I leave here so you guys can see it. Well, guys, that's the end of the show. You're here all hour with me.
I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody. I apologize.
That's my fault. I'll apologize. You guys, just give the website one more time.
That's mrtacticalllc.com. Same thing as our Facebook.
Yep. Thank you, Kim. Thank you guys so much for everything. Thanks, everybody, for listening and asking great questions.
No, thank you, guys. And don't forget, Timonium Fairgrounds, December 7th and 8th.
Correct.
They'll be out there. Just look for the pink Humvee.
You can't miss us.
Can't miss them. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of
you on Monday
at 9 a.m. Have a great holiday weekend.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. So get shopping now. This Rescue Black Friday sale ends Monday at midnight. Shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off till Monday at midnight. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today or call 1-800-26-ALIVE.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.